Pastor Linsted, Aryan man, with an Armageddon plan, derailed Sog's railroad train. Wants to kill all the Jews and a lot of Uyghurs too. He has a psycho Aryan non-Uyghur brain. Martin had a wife he loved all his life. For grandkids they are so brave. Destroying Zog caught his eye and chasing all Zog's lie and putting Zog Babylon in its grave. It was on any weekday night when Jews lie that they's right. He pissed on damn kite claims. And the weird zap with a shout, them stupid fucking louts, that Pope Marty done hits at what he aims. Martin had a wife he loved all his life. For grandkids they are so brave. Destroying Zog caught his eye and finished off Zog lies and putting Zog Babylon in his grave. It was on any weekday night when the pastor is at home talking to Christ's family tree. When along's come dirty Jew and a Zogling Uyghur or two, making they's ass whooping necessary. Martin had a wife he loved all his life. For grandkids they are so brave. Destroying Zog caught his eye and chasing off Zog lies and putting Zog Babylon in his grave. Well, the ass clouds hold their breath when they hear a pastor's step. They wonder why he don't fucking lie. It was dirty pisser possums and all of Satan's mamsers that want to take him down on the sly. Martin had a wife he loved all his life. For grandkids they are so brave. Destroying Zog caught his eye and finished off Zog lies and putting Zog Babylon in his grave.
Recorded live.
Greetings, Zogling, Uyghur, and Mamser ass clowns across the fruited and nutted Zog plain. In the open air, coast to coast nut house, we call Zog Babylon, the third and the final. But this show, as always, is aimed at the lost and the found sheep of the house of Israel, ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye who did hear Christ's call. Greetings. This is episode number 121.5 of the Movement Turd. And tonight it is, 8:36 Granby Unstandard Time, here in southwest Missouri. And today's date is the 10th of May, 2012. And the title of this is called, It's Been 7 Years Since. Now, at approximately 3:15 p.m. on Tuesday, May 10th, 2005, the faggot judge, Gregory Strummel, has sworn out a bogus warrant for my arrest on statutory sodomy charge based upon what a Newton County pig said that a therapist said that my grandson had said about, 9 months previously, allegedly. According to this therapist, my young retarded grandson who was at, what, he was, what, 06 at the time, I think? He had said, supposedly, that I'd gone ahead and since, you know, his birthday on the 7th of March until August of 2003, I had at various times gone ahead and kissed his penis, his buttocks, his stomach, his groin, whatever. And from what I gather, why, nobody else seen that except, I guess, me and Bob. So, how do you go ahead and prove that sort of thing? And how come they didn't go ahead when they took the children on April 9th, 2004, you know, based supposedly upon some anonymous source claiming that the children said that they were molested? Well, how come that hadn't been, you know, how come they waited a year and a month to go ahead and do something about it? And the answer was that they had already gone ahead and stolen the children and run it through the mill, and I was suing them in order to get the grandchildren back. And essentially what you end up having is that this faggot judge went ahead and set the bond at $100,000 cash bond, which was designed to, contrary to the United Snakes constipation, was deliberately designed not to be met. Now, Bill Bosman, 10% would have been $10,000 here. I'd be $10,000 out simply because these criminals wanted to go ahead and throw me in prison for this sort of thing. And what ended up happening is that this, the current sheriff, Ken Copeland, and another evil pig, Joshua DeFrates, who I'd gone ahead and had a number of words with and who I'd shown contempt to for the previous 6 years, just simply ridiculed that pig, and this pig took himself serious, just like all these pigs do. They're criminals without any self-respect, so you've got to show them respect. That's why they're in the pig force. That, to go ahead and, oh, to enforce Satan's law. Now, what happens is that I refuse to go ahead and accept a public pretender. And the next day, here comes this judge, and contrary to the rules, he's supposed to go ahead and chart and tell me what I'm being charged with and upon what probable cause. Now, that night, I was going ahead about 3:15 or so. Here was all these Granby pigs, and here was all these Newton County pigs, and the warrant had been signed out about, what, a month previously, and it was about to expire when they decided to go ahead and go forward with it. And the bond was set at $100,000, way beyond, you know, just based upon what a therapist, you know, a pig said, that a therapist, you know, said, that my grandson allegedly said. And this was contrary to these rules and these laws, to where, essentially, if there is an allegation that is supposed to be investigated within 30 days, a maximum of 90 days, and there's supposed to be a report at the end of 90 days saying whether or not it's true. No such report was made. So essentially, Zog was violating his own so-called rules. But Zog does that all the time. And as a result, I was, well, essentially I went ahead and got rid of the faggot judge. Now, when it first came in there, I go ahead and point out is that he's not obeying the rules. He's supposed to go ahead and show me the probable cause. He's supposed to go ahead and show the warrant. We're supposed to go ahead and discuss a number of things. And all this judge wants to decide is, well, are you going to get a lawyer? You going to get a lawyer? You going to get a lawyer? Well, essentially, no, I'm not going to get a lawyer. Never was going to get a lawyer. And essentially, I go ahead and point the thing out here. And when he finally does go ahead and read the charge, well, you're charged with statutory sodomy. I said, it's a hell of a deal when the faggot judge like you can go ahead and accuse me of a bogus charge of statutory sodomy. And old Strammel, everyone knows he's a faggot, acted like I'd gone ahead and hit him with the club. So he said, well, I'm going to put you in jail for another week, and when you come back, we'll see if you're not going to be a gentleman. And I said, a week from now, when I come back, I will not be a gentleman, but you'll still be a faggot. And thanks to the TV cameras, they were going ahead and recording this shit here, you know, about the wild-eyed, you know, so-called pastors being accused of sexual molestation of his grandson. And pretty well, Copeland and this big fat pig who likes torturing people named Richard Levins, they were all mad, and they frog-marched me out, you know, shackled, frog marched me out, and they're so mad that they act like they wanted to throw me in, you know, through a plate glass window. And then one of the pigs said, "Well, you really screwed up. You really screwed up here." And according to what I'd heard later, you know, read in the paper later, that essentially, well, they can go ahead and keep on trying to arraign me every 3 times to go ahead and make it right. Well, according to rules, they're supposed to go ahead and get this thing right within 10 days. But essentially, they were already violating the law. The second time they came in, essentially, pretty well, about a half hour later, here comes this little pig. He shoves in the, copy of the probable cause affidavit, but not the arrest warrant, and not anything to where I can go ahead and sign a habeas corpus. So essentially, this entire thing is altogether illegal. All it is just the pretense of obeying the law. But going on, I went ahead and got rid of the faggot judge. Went ahead and wrote motions. I got even the worst one. I got the very judge who had stolen the grandchildren, who I was suing, me and Roxy were suing, to get these children back. And pretty well, the Missouri Southern Court of Appeals had gone ahead and during the previous year had pulled a whole bunch of crooked shit, pretending that we didn't have grandparents' rights, going ahead ignoring their own laws, their own case rulings. And essentially, this system is set up to go ahead and steal white children and buy and sell them. And it is set up to go ahead and destroy white men. That's what this system is set up to do. Essentially, these judges and these lawyers and these social workers get to do whatever the hell they want to. They cannot be sued for their individual acts of treason and corruption. At all. So, anyway, that night, I go ahead and go with some guy who'd gone ahead and molested a 13-year-old girl. He was lying about it. Said she was 16. But it turns out she was 13. He hated Nazis. He was a Whigger. Or an Anglo Mestizo. He hated his mud shark's Iranian boyfriend. But he hated his daddy worse, even though he lived with his daddy. His daddy was a Klansman, all this sort of thing. And here are these faggots, one from New York City, and these niggers who goes ahead and does a number of things, and they're calling me a child molester. And while the camera cell is going on, they are making a big deal about how they're going to go ahead and break into the cell and spring the lock and go out and beat me up or kill me. And essentially, the pigs are just looking, ha, 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 ha. Well, we had a nigger jailer named Douglas. He thought it was funny, too. Next day, I said, "Is that shoot? If it had been a Negro in here, and you'd gone ahead, you'd have had an FBI investigation. But essentially, you went ahead and did it to me here. It's okay. You called me a nigger." I said, "No, I didn't call you a nigger. I called you a Negro. And me and this nigger had a staring contest." And what happens, Ken Copeland was asking, "Well, why do you hate me so much?" "Well, I hate you because you're an evil Anglo Mestizo Mamzer who's gone ahead and essentially is going with what the faggot judge and what the crooked Newton County court wants to go ahead and do. My family's been destroyed, bought and sold, and essentially I am on trial for 10 years to life imprisonment on a bogus charge of statutory sodomy. When eventually, if it ever comes to trial, it'll be a matter of what my grandson said against what I said." Now, to make a long story short, because we went forward 3 more times, got rid of the faggot judge, and then I got this judge named Stremmel. I was right in motion, Selby, who had been the one who stole the kids, and who, if he went ahead and ruled that I was presumed innocent, would simply go ahead and do away with the whole reason for him taking them. He was not to be there. I asked for LePage or for Perrigo, the head of the circuit, and I wrote motion after motion after motion, and essentially it was ignored altogether. Now, these motions are supposed to go ahead and be read and ruled upon. But what happens is that Selby was trying to force me to accept a public pretender. And he was going to go ahead and come up with a forced indigency. Well, Liz said he must be poor, therefore I can force a lawyer upon him. And the public pretenders wouldn't have that. So what to do? And the answer is, let's send him to the nut house. They go ahead and they get a little Jew medical student. He goes ahead, says, I'm insane. The mud doctor named Madrasio, otherwise known as the conductor because he punches all the tickets to send people up there, went ahead and said, yes, he's nuts. And so he refused to go ahead and even let me go ahead and look so I could challenge the thing. Altogether illegal under 552.020. There have been United States Supreme Court rulings in the case of Drope versus Missouri. On the other side of this here. But folks, essentially I got sent up there at the end of what, 6-7 months, while I was supposed to be listened to, here comes this character named Jeffrey Klein. And a month before Mel Gibson had a Mel Gibson moment, I had my Mel Gibson moment. Excuse me, are you a fucking Jew? Are you a fucking Jew? Klein, that's a Jew name. Are you a fucking Jew? Essentially, Klein went ahead and went around about how he was from the Ryan Palatine. He was sort of like Finkelstein, how he couldn't possibly be a Jew. At the end of 10 minutes of listening to that shit, I said, ain't that just like a fucking Jew? Ask him a question that can be answered yes or no, and they go ahead and go for 10 minutes about how they can't be a fucking Jew, but never answer the question. After that, essentially, I knew full well this cocksucker was there to find out as to whether or not I would allow myself to be railroaded, and the answer is no. Instead, it's still intractable. So, I'd already been illegally doped up, even under the law of Sells versus U.S. I'd already been under forced medication risperidone, which is not approved for, quote, psychotic disorder not otherwise specified. This entire judicial system is designed to go ahead and finish off white families and white men who fight it. Anyway, to make a long story short, after 2 years of forced medication, a new white psychiatrist came in. I was forced under this forced medication by two nigger female doctors, the Marveling French and Alicia Thompson. But then again, you got to realize is that these stupid nigger bitches, their way of curing anybody who's insane is to dope them up. And folks, I actually got far fewer dope than anybody there. The whole purpose of the dope was to go ahead and justify me being imprisoned for the rest of the Matt Ruttblatt administration and the second half of the Bush administration so I would not cause trouble. So here it is, April 2008. Ruttblatt has announced that he is not going to run for a second term. He's stolen everything he could. And what happens is Bush, he can't run for a second term, and everything's turning to crap. Anyway, there's no need to keep me up there anymore. I've not been allowed to go ahead and run for office, but in the meantime, I'm going ahead and fighting over getting allowed to vote and talking about actual, lawsuits. I'm over at Gulman, able to go ahead and look at what passes for a law library over the internet. And so here comes a new doctor, and I convince him. You hear all these people bitching about how I don't need to be up here. I'll tell you what. Do away with forced medication. There'll be absolutely no reason for me to go ahead and be up here. And he agreed. So he said the medication's voluntary. So I took it voluntarily one more time. I said I'd taper off. I did taper off. I took it voluntarily one more time. And after that, I never took it again. And thus there was no reason to do it. At the same time, I'm going ahead and pretending I'm going to hire a lawyer. Because essentially the public pretender dodge here has been pretty well worn out. I don't want a public pretender. Cannot be forced to have a public pretender. And they'd already passed a law where they'd gone ahead and sort of dicked around. I forget what it was. Indiana versus Edwards, I believe it was. So essentially I pretend that I might hire a public pretender, or not a lawyer. And then when I got sent back down to Newton County, I refused to hire the lawyer. The lawyer said, well, the judge, LePage, and the prosecutor, Bill Dobbs, who went ahead and brought this shit, essentially, they know their case is real weak, and they just want you to leave the state. And I said, okay, go ahead. I'll leave the state. At least for a couple of years. Then when I'm out, I can go ahead and trash these bastards out. Well, what happens is that the DFS and the rest of the cocksuckers, they're just out to go ahead and hang me out to dry, and they refuse to get back with them. So essentially, here's another couple months, and since I'm no longer insane, since I'm able to be tried, I want my own public, I want to be my own lawyer. Therefore, I need to get to see, well, the law library. And so, that's a great, you know, I mean, essentially, the judge, LePage, has no choice other than to let me spend 1 hour a day at the law library preparing for my case. And Copeland has a fit. It's going to take two pigs to go ahead. I'm going to have to hire two more pigs. I said, no, you're going to have to hire probably about another 100 pigs, because essentially there's six or seven people who say that if I get to be my own lawyer, they want to be their own lawyer too. They want to dump their public pretender. So then the bail gets reduced from, you know, after about a week, where they're not obeying the judge. Essentially, well, tell you what. Why don't you go ahead and reduce it from $100,000 cash bond to $10,000 cash bond? And therefore, I'll be my own lawyer. And essentially, by this time, I think they figured out it's over and done with. And we have a few more little skirmishes. But on the very first time, when the preliminary hearing comes on February 27, 2009, since I've already gone ahead and ruled about the crookedness of the judge and how he needs to be gotten rid of, essentially it becomes a moot point. Because essentially here is a null pros. And what it boils down to is that we declined to prosecute, but we can go ahead and go after you for years and years and years. So my grandson refused to lie against me, didn't he? What are you going to say? I said, yeah, he refused to go ahead and lie about it. You know, am I going to get my family back? And the answer, you know, and Joe says, no, you're not allowed to contact them. Well, why not? Why not? This case fell apart. Why not? Well, the answer is I'm not. They'd already gone ahead and destroyed my family. They'd already gone ahead and sold my grandchildren. Not a matter of law. Now, it was 7 years ago today that essentially I was arrested. And the constipation and bill of goods didn't mean a fucking thing. Okay? It never does. It never did. It was not meant to mean a fucking thing. All was meant to go ahead and have one constipation to rule them all, one constipation to bind them, one constipation to bring them all, and under Satan's administration bind them. That's all it was meant to do. Now, folks, I've paid a bit of attention here. You have this guy named Comrade. I think he's Kane or something like that here, and he's a little bit of a screwed-up Jew boy. But he's gone ahead and found out he's been quite valuable. The reason he's been quite valuable is that essentially Jews and Mamzers cannot get along with each other, and Kane's on the outs. And he's gone ahead and found me the names of all these other Mamzers. Not all of them, but some of them. One of them is named Stephen Brower. I believe it is Stephen Brower. And essentially, I'm starting to call him Stevie Bukkake. But I've gone ahead and had fun. But you got to understand that in this world, being criminals, I've been locked up for 3.5 years with criminals, like Jeremy Visser, Finkelschini, the rest here. You've got to understand, is that a Mamzer or Jew criminal assumes that a white man is always guilty. Hell, he assumes that everybody's guilty, but he especially assumes a white man is guilty. You see, he is Genesis 3:15 hatred. And I have a picture of this Stephen Brower going ahead and on a post to where it's over. The case against me has been dismissed. This cocksucker goes in and says, it don't matter to me, pedo freak. It don't matter to him. Proof does not matter. To him, I'm a pedophile. Why? Because he hates white men. He hates dual seed line Christian Denny White Man. He's always hated me and Pastor John Britton. And essentially all the other Melungeon Mamzers, they hate me too. Okay? And that's the way it should be. Now, folks, I understood mentally that essentially the only thing that could go ahead and save us as a people, us as a race, is for the current empire to be utterly destroyed. And utterly destroyed in the Great Tribulation. That's the only way we are going to survive. Because if we have another, I think we've gone past the point of any return. If there was not another beaner in this country, not another nigger in this country was allowed to come in, not another non-white was allowed to come in this country, we'd still be doomed. We'd still be doomed. And the reason of it is that even among the white, 90% of Uyghurs are absolutely worthless. They support Zog Babylon. The only ones who went ahead and supported me were those whites who understood how easy it is for you to go ahead and you have something the government wants and you are against the government. How easy it is just to simply go ahead and use the system to go ahead and steal your children, grandchildren, and send you to prison to be murdered there. And essentially, Newton County Page were overheard saying exactly that. The little mamzer who went ahead and made up the bogus complaint, we started this thing, went ahead and admitted to me is that that's exactly what the Newton County Page were up to do. But folks, it wasn't just Newton County. It was at the state, it was at the federal level, because like I said, last September, about my friend, Hengist, who had died and who had betrayed me. And pretty well came out that he betrayed me because, hey, he was a resident alien, Briton, who came over to this country when he was 5 in 1943. And essentially he was told that he would get his pension taken away from him, his state pension taken away from him, he would be deported back to England with nothing, unless he went ahead and denounced me, and he did. And I forgave my friend. It probably hurt him to betray me as much as it hurt to be betrayed. Nearly as much. But let's understand something here. There is a reason Jeremy Visser, a Melungeon Mamzer, is evil. And there is a reason that Kentucky Chomo Melungeon is follower. There's a reason that Brian Wright is evil. There's a reason that Eli James is evil. Brian Rio is evil. They were born evil. And therefore, Visser's children are going to grow up to be evil. Folks, I've talked about laboratory rats, and sometimes a wild rat comes in and you cannot do anything with the offspring of a wild rat and a lab rat. And folks, this is a Genesis 3:15 thing. These people were born evil. Visser, when he was young, he was already going ahead and showing signs of what he would become at the age of 10. And then his red nigger parents went ahead and doped him up. His Melungeon parents went ahead and doped him up, but he's still evil and sanctimonious and vicious. This Stephen Brower, a.k.a. Intrepid, a.k.a. Ingelda, as I call him, this character can go ahead and lick his own shit off the Beaner Pool Boys pecker 6 days a week and twice on Sundays. And he'll go ahead and look upon us, well, as he calls us, inbred whites from Hooterville, with disdain. Absolute disdain. Well, why shouldn't he? He hates us. Okay, it looks like we have... Okay, let me see. Do we have tards here? What is the proof on that one? Well, the proof was that Visser was 10. You can go ahead and go over to Cornhole Pistol Mamseries and see about Visser going ahead and bothering the little white girls. And pretty well being told that just like an uppity nigger here is that essentially I think we need to expel, first they need to dope him, then they need to expel him here. He's no different than any other nigger who lived there. Okay? So, in any case here, Visser. No, I didn't know Visser when he was 10. Folks, Visser, like all criminal mamzers, thinks he's clever. He goes ahead and he puts stuff up on his webpage, and he doesn't realize that essentially he's telling on himself. There was a post from May 20th he went ahead and put up. Mighty such a faggot. Look, there's a picture of a bee on here, and it says, it's a card, I'm sweet about you. Well, the letter went ahead and explained why I was going ahead and using that card, because it was my first week there. I was limited in how many stamps and how many letters I could buy. And therefore, I bought three stamps. You know, I mean, essentially, I was able to buy three cards. And he got the least faggy one of the lot. Here, don't worry about it. And Visser goes ahead and he puts his stuff up, because Visser doesn't understand that he's telling on himself. Okay? Well, Visser did disappear. Now he's back over on the Mamzer barrel. But getting on with it here. What we need to understand is that Jews and Mamzer mongrel abominations, the majority of Whiggers who support Zog Babylon the Third and Final, implicitly believe that I or any other white man is guilty of whatever their racial satanic regime says that they are. Only a few of my fellow whites, knowing the evil of Zog Babylon, can believe in my or any other white's innocence because they too are under the Zog gun. There's no longer a question of innocence. This Bauer, he went in part, you know, well, fuck you, pedo freak. It don't matter. It don't matter that the charges had to be dismissed. Fuck you, pedo freak. Essentially, I'm guilty. Why? Because, well, Stephen Bauer, he can't help but go ahead and hate me. He can't help but go ahead and hate me. Well, it looks like Vister's on there. I'm going to go ahead and finish this, sir. You can go ahead and call in. I welcome your call. Really, I do, Visser. But I'm going to go ahead and finish with what I'm going to go ahead and say, and I'm going to go ahead and mute you after 2 minutes. So, folks, I was already on this road 7 years ago. But now I see Yahweh's path. And if you're one of Yahweh's remnants, let me go ahead and on the show and on my webpage, show you the light. And folks, there is no saving thing. The only thing that's going to save us is an absolute civil war where people like Visser will be destroyed. Where people like Visser Spawn will be destroyed. And essentially, it'll be like any other nigger that's seeing the white man that runs. Because there's nothing good that the white man's going to do for that nigger. And folks, we don't need them for agricultural purposes anymore. We don't need them in this country. When the time comes for payback, the nigger and the Jews, real fear will come to pass. The non-white sees every white man, even the most worthless, as a Klansman. The average Jew sees even the most worthless, faggoty piece of Whigger shit as a Nazi. These people have two, these non-people, these non-us, have but two emotions regardless. One is hatred and the other is fear. And if you go ahead and show them that they have nothing to fear from you, well, guess what's going to go ahead and trump it? The answer is hatred. Okay? Anyway, guest number 16 is a pisser possum, an anonymous pisser possum. If left up to the pisser, I mean, the pisser would go ahead and act according to its nature. Folks, there is no need for rationality. It's just simply a matter of sides. Jeremy Visser was born evil. It was born a melungeon. It acts according to its nature. Folks, if you really believe what dual seed line Christian Day tells you, it says that, hey, these Mamzer abominations, you know, Deuteronomy 23 verse 2, you will not let these creatures into your congregation. You won't let them into your, you won't let them into your bed. You won't let them into your society. They are to be driven out. They are to be destroyed. Absolutely. So what happens when you end up having Mamzers and Jews come in? The answer is that the only one who would let them in is a traitor, is a Whigger. But most of the time, they're not even, actually race traitors because they're not actually even white. They're Jews. And they always were. So, what to do? And the answer is that you can't go ahead and say, hey, it's a baby pisser possum, it's a baby Mamzer, it's a baby Jew, because it's going to go ahead and grow up to be a big Jew. The only thing that we can do the only thing that can be done. And I was listening to Harold Covington, and he was, oh no, Mad Max! Well, Harold, you're trying to build something when there's nothing left to build. And if you did build it, it'd be destroyed. Any organization would be infested and destroyed. And people are beginning to figure out that J.T. Reddy was essentially the domestic equivalent of Fast and Furious. The reason the pigs came by within a half hour when they found out this nutcase went ahead and scragged his mud shark or beaner girlfriend and her daughter and granddaughter and the daughter's boyfriend and himself was essentially to pick up all these goodies that this guy was sent out to go ahead and trap idiots like Jeffrey Harbaugh of the NSM. Folks, being an NSM, you might as well say I'm an Anglo-Mestizo retard criminal. I'm a skinhead. I want to go to prison. I'm an idiot. Folks, it's just, why are you hanging around these people? Why are you doing this thing? The time to go ahead is not to build, but to save your own life. That's what you do. But things are going to go ahead and fall apart. And folks, when you end up having 120 million dead wiggers and 170 million dead muds, and the dogs and the birds can't even keep up with eating all this carrion, when that happens, those of you who survive will become, because you have to be, you will become hard, hard, hard people. You will go ahead and save your family. You will go ahead and save your children. You'll understand the only way that you can do that is to kill. And you will do so. And it'll even be second nature. It'll be first nature. And what you'll need is you'll need a racial religion which says that it's okay for you to do so. You'll have to go ahead and understand real dual seed line Christian identity. So folks, it looks like the Pittsburgh Possums were here for a little bit. They came, and they went, and maybe they'll come back. Russ said he was going to go ahead and call in about homos and probably about Obongo being Obongo. So folks, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and hail victory. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build it off up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop. I wake up and right away, stupid wiggers come to mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, sister wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build a trough up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop. Wiggers keep remembering how good God used to be. Being taught long ago, our freedom's memory. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, sister wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Failed to drop up to the top. The wise eye run to and fro. And they're always easy to drop. The wise eye run to and fro. And they're always easy to drop. Hello, Russ. Right?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
Well, I pretty well ranted and raved for about 37 minutes. Looks like you had the pisser possum in. Just like all these critters, they show up here. They insist that you must cater to them immediately, and when you don't, they run off. But I'll be up. The guest number 16 is a pisser possum, probably the pisser possum himself here. Anyway.
Trash.
Huh?
They're trash. It's too bad that Visser didn't call in, because I always like when you and he get together and make go back and forth. That's just interesting. Let's put it together.
Well, it's interesting. It's Jerry Springer Radio, in fact, is what it is. Now, the thing about it is that what I keep on trying to do is make of it an interrogation to go ahead and find out something new. Visser's whole purpose is to go ahead and slime and sleaze and essentially act. Well, like this old post way back from March of 2010, act like a skunk that's caught in owl's, talons, which goes ahead and whizzes and, wiggles and, pisses all over, but the owl ain't having nothing of it here. The talons just keep on digging in, and eventually, I guess the owl doesn't really care how much the skunk pisses, The owl essentially doesn't really rely on smell, he relies on eyesight. To go ahead and get his prey. And, when he's pretty well swooping down on a mouse or a skunk or a weasel or something like that, well...
Hey, Mr. just came on, Martin. You want to unblock him and look?
Yeah. Well, the problem of it is, the problem of it is that, hey, Visser had his chance. Visser, you're still on as guest number 16. No. Russ, what I want to do is cover you. Visser can go ahead and come back on. I don't need any Jerry Springer Radio real bad. I'm not scared of Visser. But essentially, Visser was first in line before you. But essentially, he went ahead and he fucked it away.
Unblock Visser right now. Let's see what he has to say.
Well, the problem of it is, all right, well, never mind. All right, Pisser Possum, hold on. We're going to have a two-minute break. And you want to go ahead and call back? Russ?
Hang up and call back. I'll let you unblock this.
I'll go ahead and unblock this. We're going to have a two-minute break, and you'll come back later, Russ, right?
I will.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, folks. We're going to have about a two-minute break. If Visser's playing his little pisser possum games here, well, it's just par for the pisser. All right, folks. We're going to take about a two-minute break. Tell victory. The going sound, Visser, sing this song, Judah. This possum says, man, five lives long, oh, the Judah day. Don't lie all night, don't lie all day. Dog bed is dog when someone's in fact, this possum turned out all gay. That high yellow bridger and dumb black Dutch, Judah. Piss pop and bell, please don't mind too much, all the Judah day. Don't lie all night, don't lie all day. Dog bed is dog with some lunch and fag, piss pop and turned out all gay. You got some stanky kite vector in, Judah. Come back home with piss possum gin, oh, the Judah day. Don't lie all night, don't lie all day. Dog bed is dog with someone's in fag, piss possum turned out all gay. Water sick winger in sister hole. Judah, Judah. Can't touch bottom with three-inch pole. Oh, the Judah day. Gonna lie all night. Gonna lie all day. Dog bed is proper from lunch and fag. Touch the bottom, turn out all day.
Okay, we're back. I'm letting the piss possum on. All right, Jeremy, what do you have to say?
Have to say about what, Samuelson?
Huh?
Been going on and on, ain't you? It's been 40 years. Now you claim to know me when I was a child, 1984. How you verifying that one? How do you know me when I'm a kid, huh?
Yes, sir. Huh? You claim to know you as a child. I
sure you did. You just sat there saying when I was a 10-year-old, I was doped up. Where's your basis for that? Where you keep making this crap up from?
Okay, listen, let me ask a question.
Answer the first one before you ask one.
Yes, sir. I mean, it's sort of a give and a take, right?
Huh?
Yeah, it's sort of a give. This is a conversation here.
Yeah, sure. I just asked you a question. Now, you just professed to know me back in 1984.
Yes, sir. Do you want to go ahead and engage in conversation?
I just said I asked a question. That requires an answer. So, answer.
All right. I'll give you an answer.
Okay. Waiting.
All right, mister. Why do you think that I know how you were at the age of 10 if you didn't go ahead and tell me?
Oh, I told you this. I know where you came up with it, and everyone in my forum does. It's from a post that's in there.
Yeah, a post. You know, was it a post that I came up with or one that you came up with?
No, it's an obvious mock post.
Okay, so who's being mocked, this or?
Apparently you are, because you take the bait and run with it. Now, you seem to know me in high school, junior high, which is exactly what, you know, was expected and said when that post was made. And to me, it's quite ironic, which is why I listen in. I love hearing about how I was in 1984, Martin. That's great. I'm glad that you can say that. And I'm also glad that the one or two people who listen to you don't require proof or things validated by two witnesses. That's awesome.
We're hearing the same thing. We're hearing the same thing that I used to hear from Clint Downey in 2000. They want these two witnesses to go ahead.
That's biblical, yeah. Every Christian.
Prove the obvious here.
Prove what obvious?
Look, mister, pretty well from what I gather, you took it upon yourself. Go ahead as a mock post or whatever to go ahead and essentially send a series of letters from, I guess, the vice principal of this Lutheran school, who was saying that little Jeremy...
No, the scans are up on my website, and those scans were actually letters.
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
I get to speak some, too, okay? This is my show.
You just spoke to
Essentially, there were two letters from this assistant principal saying that Jeremy essentially doesn't know how to behave or doesn't know how to act here.
Uh-huh.
Among the little white girls, and pretty well, the first thing we're going to try to do is just dope the little bastard up, and then second letter.
I know what they say.
The second
now,
letter.
Now, wherein does that become reality? Wherein does a principal giving his advice get turned into, I was doped up, I was on all this meta? None of those things are said in that letter. Those are all expansions that you add to it. Just like you did with the Testament of Dan.
The reason I go ahead and talk to you is this is a sort of interrogation.
Yeah, sure, interrogate away.
Especially, I'm sort of hoping that you will go ahead and expand, the legend of the Piss Apostle.
Why would I? It's not about me, it's about Christ.
Why would I say anything about myself? Why would you? I mean, Jeremy, just like, Satan the devil here. You have to go ahead and get an audience. I mean, essentially, if he doesn't go ahead and Eve,
I'll preach to dead air. I don't care who listens. They listen anyway.
He's not going to get pussy off of Eve. So essentially, for whatever reason, Jeremy, you just have to go ahead and call on. It ain't like that I get yet to go ahead and apply a pair of, player of pliers to your nuts here and make you go ahead and tell the truth here.
I'm still waiting for you to tell the truth. Now, I'd like to know how you can take a report, expand upon it, add to it, and take away, and all of a sudden tell the history of me as a child when, A, the report was someone's opinion. It's something that didn't happen. But, again, I'm not shocked when you can take the testimony which is the only statement I made about my wife and family, expand upon it, and add a bunch of crap.
These two letters, they were real, right?
Yeah, they were real, sure.
Okay, all right.
And where in there does it say they're putting me on medicine? Where in there, in any of that, does it say that I was being put on Ritalin, that I had been put on Ritalin, so much so that you can go out and start addressing the issue and telling other people that this is factual when it's not? Total mockery.
Factual? I have no idea.
Well, you're saying it like it's fact. If I go out and say someone's on dope at the age of 10, it's going to be fact.
Yes, sir, please. We already know you're a Melungeon here.
Okay, and we already know you just learned that word 2 months ago.
You got to just doing you. And essentially, do we really need to go ahead if we went ahead and looked? Let's say this here white teacher at the Atlanta Public School talking to, sent a picture to Mrs. and Mrs. Ma Dick about what Ma Dick the 11th was doing here to the little white girls. And essentially, I guess, I would probably read into those two letters, sent by the vice, the white vice principal, to Mrs. and Mrs. Ma Dick the 10th here about what little Ma Dick the 11th was doing.
Well, I'm sure you would read into it, and you would add a lot of stuff.
Now, the question of it is that would what I read into it be correct? And I think it would be correct.
It would be?
Be correct. Now,
so you can take a man's letter that says this is my opinion.
I imagine Mrs. Ma Dick the 10th and little Ma Dick the 11th, when he goes ahead and grows up to be a pissing possum, would probably find my characterizations rather crude and not quite true. All right?
Well, quite interesting. It's quite interesting also the only public statement I made.
Are you going to go ahead and get rid of
me? You're going to mute me again? You're going to mute me and then sit there and act like a little bitch talking about, continuing on? That's all you do. You mute me. Let me talk.
Well, bitch, what happens is that, do you want to go ahead and tell me who old Kentucky Chomo Melungeon Shitty Bob is? Or
I don't have no idea who you're even talking about.
And you don't.
I don't worry about what people say on the internet forums and crap.
You don't post up the beer barrel either, do you, mister?
Yeah, that's so funny. So how is it that you can then take the only statement I made?
Do you post on the beer barrel?
Yeah, I do. And I made one public statement on the Testament of Dan show, one public statement, and there's only been one. It's not like it's ever been in the newspaper. One public statement about what happened between me and the family courts back in December of 2010. Now, how is it that you can take one statement, one 20-minute statement about me talking about a separation, a forcible separation between me and my family and my wife, who was torn apart by Zog, who was torn about by the cops that you want to be, and expand to it and add all this other bull crap about adultery? Where's your proof of that crap?
Well, Visser,
you wrote between the lines on that one?
It wasn't just one statement. You were all...
It was one statement. That's all that's been released.
Hold on, Visser. You're going ahead and just going with, what you end up... Visser, your problem is you're on the
internet. I'm scared. Just answer the question.
Visser, do you want an answer or you want to go ahead and whine?
I asked a question. I want to answer the question.
Do you want an answer or do you want to whine?
I'm waiting.
Okay. You're waiting or whining?
I'm waiting.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you were whining. All right, Mister.
Of course you did, because you can't hear. That's why you say things that aren't true.
We live, Visser, I keep on trying to say something and you keep on interrupting me. That's why I've muted you.
Answer the question.
While Jerry Springer Radio is interesting, essentially when we're both speaking at once, we can't go ahead and make any sense out of it. Okay. Now, this is your problem. Your problem as a lie, as a lying Melungeon Manser gets on the internet to go ahead and start lying, is that essentially you can't go for 5 minutes without, go ahead revealing what you are and what you say or do.
Well, I'd like you to prove one lie, please.
I think it was the December 5th of 2010 show. You were on Eli James's Sunday morning show, correct?
Yeah, the one and only statement I made, yes.
All right. And pretty well, it's not the only statement you made here.
Yes, it is. It's the only public statement I made about that event.
Yes, sir, you've had
what? Show me the other.
Let me see. You've had what?
Show me more than one.
Two, three. You've had three forums.
Yeah.
You went ahead and destroyed two of them. Yeah, you've gone ahead and destroyed
sure.
two of them because they have a whole bunch of stuff that makes you look, well...
Oh, because they have a bunch of stupid pointless posts with pictures of caca and filth and scat that you put up there. That's why they went down. That's what I've always
said. Well, they went down. I've heard two little stories as to why Pisser's Cinder went down. One story is that Amy Rose went ahead and destroyed
it. Yeah, you're trolling. That's your little sock puppet.
Well, the answer is this, sir, is I do not have a sock puppet named Amy Rose. She's some heifer here that, if you gone ahead and looked, was posting when I was in the nut house here. Look at me. I'm sweet Amy Rose. I mean...
Where are those posts?
Huh?
Where are those posts?
What's this Amy Rose heifer used to post here? Then, pretty well...
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty well, Oba Genderbender. Are you going to tell me Oba Genderbender's real name?
No, why would I, an Aryan? I wouldn't do that.
Well,
why would I tell a Samuelson, a confirmed Jew, like you?
Apparently, I just see a situation which you would. You know, in a heartbeat, you know. But anyway, mister. Where was I at? You've gone ahead.
I don't know. Where you at?
You've gone ahead and had a number of shows, including my show, after you had to go ahead and for whatever reason here, you were in trouble. You were in jail for 3 weeks. You got out, and you immediately went ahead and took down your Facebook page. You took down your forums. You took down everything here.
Huh.
And you left for about 8 hours this picture that I call the island that Dr. Piss wrote, and where you have a little cork-eyed man with blonde hair going ahead, and you're looking like a sinful man that I call the island of Dr. Pissero.
That's clever.
And
I like
that. What you end up doing is over on StumbleIn, you went ahead.
I don't post a StumbleIn.
You post a StumbleIn.
Yeah, and again,
yes,
2 years later,
never,
I'm telling you the same
on,
thing. I don't post
on,
a StumbleIn.
Yes, sir. Just like you never posted on the Beer Barrel either here, but now you have because you are. All right?
Dude, editing my posts and putting in there what you think you want because you have admin power.
Oh, yes,
your little subform at your godless form.
You were going,
proof
were
of
going
anything. That's
time.
You framing a straw man. You see, I didn't make posts
I'm
in StumbleIn that you
I'm
didn't change.
A straw, not a straw man, you know, a straw manser and a straw
okay. Yeah, exactly.
Okay?
There you go.
And what you end up having is you go over StumbleIn. Now, you're not allowed to go over there.
No,
but
I've been banned for over 2.5 years from StumbleIn. I don't post over there.
Wherever you could do it, you went ahead and essentially deleted the posts here, and there's a bunch of them still on my subform. And you and Victor Switzer and Liar Bill DeClues were banned because you were spotting for Brian Rio. And around December 5th,
right,
you were going ahead and claiming that my forum said that you were a mad bomber or some such thing in the FBI.
Yeah, you did on your forum, and I got visited for the feds, just like Morris Blatt and everybody else.
You
take someone's
post
and you add to them, you open the door to allow the feds to come and arrest first aid.
Yes, sir. My forum is up now. I'm on a real free speech hoster here, which essentially doesn't listen to Brian Rio unless he goes ahead and makes a DMCA complaint.
That's good.
And essentially, you know, Brian Rio doesn't have anything more. And essentially, you've been all over the woods on Brian Rio. So is Eli James here. Poop dog, move up. Not poop dog, move up. Anyway.
So what Zog wants is people like you going out and talking crap about him. That's what Zog wants. You running for sheriff. That's what Zog wants. Sitting
there. What's wrong with me running for sheriff?
What's wrong with you? It's serving mammon over God. We ought to obey God rather than man, Martin Lindsay. I thought you knew this.
There will be a bloodbath because...
It will be a bloodbath, and it will be the cops against the Christians. Where you been?
No.
Look at you.
But then again, I mean, in a real white society, you pulled the shit you pulled here. I mean,
a real white society, we wouldn't have cops. Police, jails, prisons, and police officers are against God's law. I thought you knew that.
Well, yes, here, but...
Then why are you running for sheriff?
Yes, sir. You're just a Melungeon, man, sir.
Just a Melungeon, and he can't answer the question. Why are you serving mammon?
Huh?
Why are you serving mammon over God?
I'm not serving mammon.
Mammon is serving man's system. What do you call it?
You were the one who was whining about me running for sheriff.
Yeah, because you're the type of person who'd arrest me for preaching against homosexuals. You think sheriffs don't do that?
No, Vincent. I'd go ahead, you know, not that you preach against homosexuals. You like Brian Rio real good here, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And you talk about Brian Rio all the time. Where's Brian Rio?
Next day is your buddy here, you know. I mean, the truth of the matter is, as a sheriff or shy reeve here, essentially, my purpose is to go ahead and put to death everyone who serves this current regime.
And I'm sure you'll be able to do that if the sheriff being bound by man's law. Yeah, I'm sure
who says this, sir? Do you actually think I'm so deluded I think I'm going to win?
I hope you're not. Huh? Well, I'm glad to hear that you at least know that.
Well, this, sir, of course I know that. The whole purpose of what I'm trying to do is to go ahead and bring about the Great Tribulation. Now, when the Great Tribulation comes, I mean, you mamsers and the rest of them are going to be up shit creek here.
Sure.
But this, you're asking me where I go ahead and derive this sort of thing, and the answer is I derive from all the lies that you've gone ahead and told one way or the other, and I've learned that essentially you're just going to do nothing but lie.
Huh. So if it's derived from my lies, when the blind lead the blind, they both fall into
ditch. One minute on Eli James, you'll say another. Then the next couple. You do remember going ahead and calling up my show, and essentially it got even so chummy that you were talking to John Britton here for about 2 or 3 hours, right?
No, I've never talked to John Britton for 2 or 3 hours.
You did on my show.
Back in the Church of Sons of Yahweh when he mailed me the stuff and then crying about my address.
Yes, sir. You don't remember the moment turned when you went ahead and talked for about 2.5 hours at a time with essentially John Britton. It was in December. I was cold. I remember calling in December, but I don't remember talking
to John Britton for more than maybe 2.5 minutes on that show.
No, you were on there for about 2 hours.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I asked John Britton, I said, why in the world? I thought you wanted to go ahead and skin alive that line, that line, Mams or Bouncy. So, yeah, I do, but I want to go ahead and find out where Brian Wright went first. You went ahead. I know he does.
Exactly. Huh? That's what he wants to know, is information, someone's home address. That should tell people something.
Well, that was Brian Wright already knows John Britton's home address.
I know, and John Britton already knows my address because he mailed me the Church of the Sons of Yahweh application.
Yes, sir.
And he sit there crying, I'm going to kick his ass. He knows where I'm at. He can come, whatever. He mailed
me. Okay, where are you at then,
Visser?
Visser, where are you at?
Where am I at? Where have I been?
Yeah.
Where have you even been living?
All you give is a P.O. box address here. You're not scared of me. You're not scared of John Britton, so why don't you go ahead and say where you live?
I think you got the information, buddy, and I don't give the ADL their shit.
Well, you keep writing my mythos.
I love it, man. So when I was a kid, I was doped up, according to you, and I was on Ritalin and all those things.
From my gather, reading about it, is that from my gather, mommy and daddy, Decimal Engine didn't go ahead and give the little pincer possum enough dope here, so.
That's great. Looks like the Chomo fell off the line. That's great. That's great. That's great. Looks like the Chomo fell off the line.
Well, they didn't go ahead and give the, what happens is, mommy and daddy, Decimal Engine didn't go ahead and give the little pisser possum enough dope here, so essentially the second letter said that all this dope isn't working, we gotta go ahead and, essentially expel the worthless little bastard. You know what I mean? Is that pretty well what I got from that answer here? You know what I mean? Oh, shit! Hold on.
Welcome to Talk Show. Please enter the call ID followed by the... added a lot of new things to that to frame his own strongman. There are over six shows that have done with Martin Lindrich, encompassing probably 3.5-4 years, and in every single one of them, I have said the same exact thing over and
over again. I'm back, Vincent.
Martin Lindrich will then take something, add to it, twist it around, and then present his own strongman.
Huh. Anyway, Moan Pisser Possum, I'm back. I went ahead and I think I hit the wrong button on the cell phone or something like that here. The Pisser Possum didn't kick me off. Anyway, I'm not quite sure what all lies here, you've been going ahead and telling.
That's great. That's great. That's great. Looks like the Chomo fell off the line.
I'm an Indian outlaw. Half Cherokee and Choctaw. My baby, she's a Chippewa. She's a one of a kind. All my friends call me Bear Claw. The village chieftain is my pawpaw. He gets his orders from my mama. She makes him walk the line. You can find me in my wigwam. I'll be feeding on my tom-tom. Pull out the pipe and smoke you some. And pass it around. 'Cause I'm an Indian outlaw. Half Cherokee and Choctaw. My baby, she's a Chippewa. She's a one of a kind. I ain't looking for trouble. We can ride my pony double, make your little heart bubble, or like a glass of wine. I remember the medicine man. He called running water in my hand, drugged me around by my headband, said I wasn't a kind. 'Cause I'm an Indian outlaw, half Cherokee and Choctaw. My baby, she's a Chippewa, she's a one of a kind. I can kill a deer or a buffalo. Just my arrow and my hickory bow. From 100 yards, don't you know? Wow, I do it all the time. They all gather around my teepee. Late at night trying to catch a peek of me. And nothing but my buffalo grease. I got them standing in line. 'Cause I'm an Indian outlaw. Half Cherokee and Choctaw. My baby, she's a Chippewa. She's a one of a kind. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so
Chomo fell off the line. Anyway, hello again, dear kinsfolk. This is Pastor Visser from the heart of the Dirty South. That is Atlanta, Georgia, inviting you to swing by my website, which is covenantpeoplesministry.org, accessible on the World Wide Web, and download for yourself the Testament of Dan broadcast, which is the one and only statement, public statement I made. Of course, you should be able to notice the Martin Lens that has taken, expanded, and added a lot of two things to that to frame his own straw man. There are also over six shows that I have done with Martin Lindsay, encompassing probably 3.5-4 years, and in every single one of them, I have said the same exact thing over and over and over, which is quite interesting, because Martin Lindsay will then take something, add to it, twist it around, and then present his own straw man. How you doing, Rabbi? Glad you're back.
Anyway, Mo Pisser Possum, I'm back. I went ahead, and I think I hit the wrong button on the cell phone or something like that here.
No problem.
Pisser Possum didn't kick me off. Anyway, I'm not quite sure what all lies here. You've been going
to. Now, Pisser Possum doesn't use Talk Shoe like y'all. And so when you walk around talking about how I'm Talk Shoe Wikipedia.
You're uploading.
No, I upload them. I never said I didn't upload them. I don't go on Talk Shoe. In 275 audio sermons, two of them have been done on Talk Shoe. Beware of dogs and
really?
Mine. Yeah, really.
Okay. Well, I
you can run around saying I'm afraid of Talk Shoe. I've never used Talk Shoe. I've only used it to host my own MP3s that are preached from my own pulpit. That's the difference. So don't go around saying I'm afraid of posting on Talk Shoe, because I don't care if you scroll your little things through a chat room.
Oh, okay. Well, this, sir, I mean, I think that's just another lie. But
that's like you saying, I don't believe he wrote his own books. That's interesting, because every word in every book is from a sermon I've preached. If you took 10 minutes to go and look at the four books I've released, they're collected sermons. The audios are already up on the webpage. I've preached every single word, but I didn't stop you from saying your opinion.
I do have my doubts here, because sometimes you go ahead and look at.
And the listener can go over and see every chapter and line of my book have been.
Yes, sir. Please. You go ahead. I see what you go ahead. You post on that. And it doesn't seem like you're a very literate Pisser Possum. I'm you actually.
That's why I got four books, right?
Creating those books. I mean, I sort of think that essentially of a ghostwriter, just like Trader Glenn Miller. I've gone ahead and read Trader Glenn Miller's.
Thank you.
Oh,
that's a great compliment. I appreciate that.
Well, yes. I mean.
I bet when you read it, it sounds like 10 people wrote it.
Trader Glenn Miller is the Johnny Walker, well, the Johnny Walker Red here of Drunken Anglum Thiso, Mamdrick here. But anyway.
Yeah. And just because you say something doesn't make it true.
I went ahead and looked at, you know,
normal Christians require proof. At the hands of two witnesses may every matter be established.
Two witnesses, none of who will go ahead and even give the street address here or show their real name or anything like that.
Oh,
has it ever
you have my street address.
Well, then what is it here? If I have it,
you have it. Why do you want me to give it on the air to your 12 mnemonians?
The thing about it is all I have is the P.O. box number.
Yeah, and why is it everything that you come across is about information for the ADL? Why should I scan my driver's license so you know I have blue eyes and I'm 6'3"? Why should I do that? Because you're a plant?
They're a little cork-eyed Pisser Possum.
Yeah, that's your opinion. Doesn't matter.
I mean, folks, if you go ahead and look, you'll see some little man's right,
folks, if you go ahead and take a look at my Church of the Sons of Yahweh ID card, which is scanned and on my form, go ahead and tell me I don't have blue eyes. Appreciate that one.
I don't know. I didn't see any blue eyes.
Yeah, I know you haven't, but to go on saying you do know my eye color. You ever met me in person? You ever looked into my eyes?
Mike the Cat Delaney, he got in the habit of wearing blue contact lenses here to go ahead.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's a conspiracy, yeah, okay.
Well,
be afraid, dude. And who cares? I mean, that's the whole thing. You got to be blue eyes to be an Aryan. Now you sound like your buddy Brian Wright, who called Richard Butler some manzer because he had dark hair.
Yeah, your buddy Brian Wright.
Not my buddy. That's your buddy. That's someone you knew in the Church of Sons of Yahweh.
I'm bringing it in, not what?
Who brought anybody in? Gawant brought Brian Wright in. Don't put that on me.
I've been dancing with Bissers for 6 years.
We were all in the Church of the Sons of Yahweh. Me, you, Brian Wright, and John Britton.
Yeah.
Do you forget that?
Well,
that was 2003. That's like 9 years ago. Brian Wright's been dancing with us all. But Brian Wright's whole premise and whole basis of his belief that you have a problem saying that I somehow said was that Richard Butler, because he had dark hair and dark eyes, was mixed. That wasn't me. I didn't say that. And you're saying the same exact thing.
No. This, sir. I have from when you had that interview with Brian Wright.
That's on my page.
The two of you act like you're so surprised that essentially, that's one thing which went ahead and got me kicked off of that would pretty well piss off everybody. You and essentially Brian Wright were not only saying that Pastor Richard Butler was a man, too.
I've never said that.
You went ahead.
Where did I say that? That shows on my site.
Well,
2.5 hours. You can listen to it.
Kept on going ahead and bringing Brian Wright on after he went ahead and said it. And both of
I brought Brian Wright on and did a whole 2.5 hour show, and we addressed everything that you keep saying happened.
You did a 2-hour, 15-minute show, and both of you were surprised. That's why anybody should go ahead and defend Wesley Swift and Pastor Richard Butler. And then
from what, the statement that because he had brown eyes, he was mixed? That's exactly what you teach.
No, this is both of you.
Doesn't matter to me. I don't have brown eyes. But
both of you are claiming that essentially that you couldn't understand why anybody would be upset with you going and claiming. I really wasn't upset with you because essentially what it did is that going ahead and posting the racial fraud is Christian identity. Went ahead and essentially showed that when it came down to it, you know, here you are claiming to be of the line of both Swift and Butler, and yet you were going ahead and allowing your good buddy Brian Wright to go ahead and call the Mantis. So you were essentially just sawing the tree out from under yourself.
Oh, okay. Because some guy made a post on BNN, Alex Linder's board, I don't understand what you're saying.
The first one when I figured out you were a man for this is when Brian Wright goes ahead and claims that everybody is a man for except for Brian Wright, maybe, you know, 5'5 paper.
Yeah, right, because they all had brown hair and brown eyes. He said Hitler was a man for. I mean,
ahead, so? Yes, sir. You can go ahead and lie and, you know, troll all you want, but essentially went ahead and included you as being a mamzer here.
Yeah, I know.
And then you went ahead.
I know,
and said,
so.
No, I'm blind.
How's he my buddy then?
I'm blind, blue-eyed Dutch here. No, this was, I think, the third time you went and kicked them off here.
Kicked them off my forums.
You kicked them. You keep
like I kicked you off my forum. Never tried to remove you from your own church. Me and Faber removed you from our forums, and that's exactly what happened.
Why would you expand
that and add all this other BS to it?
Yes, sir. What you keep on misunderstanding is that you two tards were running around trying to get Eli James and Hal Turner involved in going to
Hal Turner was in jail when that happened. Hal Turner was locked up. That's the reason me and Faber removed you, because you were kissing Turner's ass trying to be on his radio show.
No.
So I don't know what you're trying to say. If you do the math.
Yes, sir. You were on Hal Turner's radio show, weren't you?
Yeah, me and Faber, not you.
Okay, not me.
Exactly.
And essentially, where do you see the point about me wanting to be on Hal Turner's show?
During that time when you were trying to be in the Aryan Nations, trying to get involved in the Aryan Nations revival. And that's exactly what happened. No one tried to remove you from the church,
your own church.
We removed you from our forums, and you got banned from mine, and you got banned from Faber's the same day. So what's the problem?
Yes, sir. What happens is that what Sci-Fi was all pissed off about is, from what I gather, you were the one who was plotting to go ahead. You went with this with a favor to go ahead and kick me off here.
Kick you off what? My forum? You were removed from my forum. No one tried to remove you from the Church of Missouri. No one wants anything to do with Missouri.
Yes, sir. You keep on lying here.
Yeah, that's the same thing I said 3 years ago. You can download the shows on my site. They're there for the whole world to listen to.
What happens is
and I've never, ever, ever said anything different than the fact that that's what happened. You were banned from CPM and went out and said I tried to remove you from your church. CPM's not yours. That's my church.
I never said it was. You know, I call
yeah, so me removing you from my forum?
Fiscal boundaries here. No, this is.
Yeah, I can run my ministry as I want to.
Sci-Fi was all upset here that, as he looked at it, I was siding with you.
MTV, yeah, I know. MTV wanted you on their show. You got a spam letter. We all get them. They're the feds. I mean, if you really think these college writers are...
Yes, sir. We're talking about you and Sci-Fi, and Sci-Fi got all pissed off and hurt. That essentially, he sort of thought that I was siding with you against him. He was trying to say is that, no, Visser was the one who went ahead and started this here little LSD scheme to go ahead...
scheme? Conspiracy? To what?
What happened?
To not let you post on my site?
When this occurred was in middle August. Pretty well, what went ahead and opened my eyes about you and Blind Light was when essentially you and Bridge of the Idiot and Blind Light were had an idiotic scheme to go ahead and remove Pastor John Britton on the basis of alleged drunkenness from being senior pastor of the Church of Sons of Yahweh.
He was never senior pastor of Church of Sons of Yahweh.
Well, no, this
never happened. And Gillette wouldn't say that. It went from Gillette to Joe Johnson, from Joe Johnson to me, and I pulled the plug until he got out of jail.
Never to you. Never to you, Visser.
Okay. Well, ask Gillette.
Okay. You sound like Gollum trying to go ahead and get hold of Precious and then pissed off because he can't.
Oh, yeah, Precious. I really wanted Gillette's church when mine was more popular than his. He was in jail. Are you serious?
Gillette was in trouble, but you're still trying to go ahead and get to the, then it was...
This non-existent, trust fund that even Gillette got out of jail and said didn't exist? And you keep going on saying I was trying to steal some money?
If you go ahead and listen here to that show, essentially Brian Wright said it did exist, said it didn't. Pretty well, it was right.
Brian Wright does. Gillette says it doesn't, so I'm not going to listen to Brian Wright over Gillette.
Uh-huh. So
yeah,
Gillette,
exactly. Gillette would know whether his church has money or not, right?
Oh, yeah. Gillette, you know, the trust fund was about $500,000. It was hell groomed to when he had and gave it, you know. And what happens to Gillette, I guess he tries to go explain that he made millions of dollars while locked up in federal prison. You know, he went ahead and made all these millions of dollars to go ahead and buy him a compound in Calhoun, Louisiana. But why Gillette's...
takes $500 to buy an acre in Calhoun, Louisiana. I don't think you need millions.
Well, how many acres do you need for a compound?
How many acres? Compound is a Jew buzzword that the liberal left media uses to...
What happened?
Church? How many acreage? You could build a church on a quarter acre. You could build a church on a quarter acre. I don't know what a compound is. That's what they called Hayden Lake, Hayden Lake was a church.
A lake or a compound for a quarter acre, which cost $500 an acre, so a quarter acre in Louisiana, that would amount to, $125?
Whatever, this is a generalized statement. You can still buy acreage here in Georgia for about $500 to $1,000 an acre. And talk about millions you need to build a church? That's a conspiracy because you think, acres in Louisiana?
I said a half million. No, what happens is Gillette's getting this money he couldn't get here. That's why he had to go ahead and plot to rob banks for Bolivian nose candy here.
Right, because if he had $500,000, I don't think he'd be preaching. So, I mean, it's common sense.
I think he's probably getting about, $10,000 or $15,000 a year from the trust fund now here. And essentially, they're paying him to essentially run a...
Here's it. Good. I'm glad for him. He deserves it. I'm glad. He's got the sword.
He's got the mantle that was passed to him.
He deserves it.
You and Brian Wright were plotting to remove John Britton, from that.
John Britton was wasn't senior pastor of Gillette's church, and Gillette was...
Let's just simply say it is that John Britton said he was, and Brian Wright said he was.
John Britton said he was. Morris Gillette said he wasn't. Who are you going to believe? The man of his own church?
No, well, what happens, I would believe anything.
So you can say you're senior pastor of my church, and we got to believe me? I don't think so.
Yes, sir. You keep on bringing up other shit here in order to cover your past life.
Because it doesn't make any sense. Gillette knows, we were all active in Church of the Sons of Yahweh, that John Britton was never senior pastor. It went from Gillette when he went to jail to Joe Johnson to me. Everyone knows that.
Yes, sir. I have on my form a copy of what I went ahead and said at the time that Brian Wright was trying to remove John Britton as senior pastor. And essentially Bridget the Idiot was trying to go ahead and get John Britton banned. And
really? You know for a fact she was there in 2004.
Hmm?
Okay.
No, this was early August 2009. And what I did is I went ahead and actually, here's Brian Wright claiming he's chairman of the Church of Sons of Yahweh Reformed in Ohio. I went to Ohio, found out there was a Church of Sons of Yahweh, and oh my God, 6 weeks, the charter goes ahead and it gets expired, So pretty well, I went ahead, and I didn't say a single thing. I tried to divert attention back to the fact that Brian Wright was no longer a member of the board because he had resigned in May of 2007, which was on your forum, your old...
Nobody was a member of the board. Gillette was in jail. There was no Church of the Sons of Yahweh when Brian Wright made his little lame statement. You don't seem to understand that. Gillette was already 2 years in a federal penitentiary when all that went down, if you're saying this happened in 2009.
He was when Brian Wright went ahead and quit here. But that didn't keep you and Bridget the Idiot and Brian Wright from trying to go ahead and remove John Britton, the senior pastor, and put you in.
Okay, well, you know, Gillette says he never was, and I don't remember it because
I
hold on it for Gillette.
I said before, me and Gillette are no longer on speaking terms. I went ahead and called him and found out a number of things here. That old Mumps Nuts was not actually a member anymore of his church. And from what I gather, I went ahead, so is old Sean Aaron Visser?
Who's Sean Aaron Visser? You mean my administrator on my forum, Ron? That you can't pronounce?
I would say that Sean Aaron Visser is easier pronounced than Linsteady. That's why you can't pronounce it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Sean,
sure it is. I can't pronounce them Jew names. Samuelson, Martina Samuelson, all that. I don't know Jew culture, so I don't understand the fascination of scat and feces and talking about Linder's butthole all the time, you know.
You being a melungeon.
I know. That's a Wikipedia word of the day.
So is old, whether I call him Sean Aaron Visser, and whether or not you want to call him Ron Visser, you know, whatever magic in the name here. So is he back with you, or is he going ahead and going with old Jasmine Jacko to
back with me?
Huh?
Back with me.
He's back with you.
My brother's a race trader. You think he's with me? You think he supports me?
Okay, so that is...
No, but you go around telling people somehow that he does. I know you think you got a tidbit.
Hold on, Visser. Let's not go here.
Yeah, let's focus in on that. Same thing I said in December 2010.
So he is your brother, your full-blood brother, and he's a race trader.
Not the pictures you're showing, but yeah, my brother is a race mixer, just like Jacob's brother, Esau. And that surprised me.
Why would he be... Essentially, if he's part, you know, if he's Cherokee, and
he's not part Cherokee. That's something you say.
No, that's something that your brother, your full-blood brother said here, and that you...
My full-brother brother has never spoken to you.
Okay.
I'll do a show in the future with him on so that he can go ahead and clarify that. No one of my family would ever contact you. Keep going and say, I'm going to talk to my mother-in-law. Go ahead. I'm still waiting. I hope you do. You think it's a threat? I'd love for you to speak to my mother-in-law.
I'd love it.
You're birds of a feather. You fit right in.
Uh-huh.
You keep saying, I'm going to call the judge in Brooks. Go ahead. There is no judge. I don't care. Because you pull it out of your hat.
Visser, why don't you go ahead and send me your mother-in-law's name here, and I'll go ahead and talk to her then, okay?
Okay. Yeah. Right. Who says I even got a mother-in-law but you?
You never got a mother-in-law? Well, what happens is that you were talking about how your mother-in-law was after your ass here.
Yeah, 2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago. Exactly, like 10 years ago somehow or another, you know.
Back in what? August, you know, back in what, the last couple weeks of August, and he got out of jail on September 9th and pulled down your webpage and all. Are we clear on that particular timeline?
Say what? I didn't hear you.
What happens is that you were in jail for 3 weeks, and you got out on September 9th, and then you pulled down your webpage. But, you know,
so you say?
Facebook page.
You say.
Picture of, you know, your little mantras here going ahead, you know, what I call the island Dr. Pissarro.
Dr. Pissarro, yeah, I know.
That's
it's entertaining. I love it.
Okay, well, hey.
You should write a book, man. I'm sure you write a book on my whole childhood about how it was for me in grammar school.
I mean, when I control what
information is leaked from Covenant People's Ministry. You seemingly don't understand. Everything that gets said about me or my life story or any pertinent
personal information is filtered through me. Therefore, every bit of information that's out there that you expand upon is pretty interesting. I mean, it stands on its own as slander. Most people can recognize that. I'd like to see you verify that I was on soap in 1984. I'd like to see you verify that my wife cheated on me when we've been married for... I'd like you to verify all these things. You just keep going ahead and say it and think if you repeat the lie enough, it becomes...
Yes, sir. What happens is that you seem to forget here is that you have all this stuff, and no matter whether or not you pull down your forearms in order to go ahead and cover your tracks, it doesn't really matter
if I pull my whole site down tomorrow. They're not going to stop listening to me. It doesn't matter. Huh? I can pull my whole site down tomorrow. I did.
Yes, sir. I did.
I pulled the whole site down for you to go ahead and let everything go. Let sleeping dogs lie. But for 6 months, that site was down for 3.5 months from New Year's Day until mid-March. That site was down, and you didn't stop. It just kept going and kept going.
What?
So if anything, all I can do is thank you for bringing me back. Bringing me back to where I should be. Yeah, you did. Because all you would have had to have done, and this is just between you and me, all you would have had to have done is shut up. I would have disappeared.
You really would have?
Yeah. But since you couldn't, you wanted to forge emails in my brother's name and say my wife was a whore, just my very existence disproves you. And you seemingly don't understand that. You've been going on and on. Pastor Visser ain't done nothing. Oh, really?
Yes, sir. The thing about it is that you've been doing nothing but lying, and I've been going in. I admit, I've been saving. I've been taking shots.
I love it. I love it. Do you know how much you'd have to pay somebody, at a Hollywood mogul, to promote like you do? 24, 4.5 hours, twice a week, you're promoting my site. Thank you. You can take it out and trade however you fucking want. But just at least make sure when you're going to go out there and lie that you can go ahead and try and back it up. Because most people, when you say something like that, want to know where it comes from.
Right.
It always comes back to your mind, doesn't it? Debbie Downey was a whore because two women told you. Now, supposedly, my wife is a whore because some Jew, who you're quoting, Johnson, supposedly, said so in a post that doesn't exist.
Over on Beer Barrel, I mean, what it takes out for is how me and John Britton used to go ahead and laugh about how here you were.
Yeah, I know you'd laugh, exactly. Scripture says to rejoice not at a brother's calamity. That's why you're laughing at JT Reddy, ain't you?
You're not a
can't keep that law, can you? Can't keep that law, God, can you?
JT Reddy, according to his own thing to two witnesses, one of them quote out of
J.T. Reddy's a race-mixing piece of crap. No one in the world cares about J.T. Reddy.
I mean, he's sort of as much a race-mixer as Trader Glenn Miller and Sean Aaron Visser.
Yeah. Exactly. The same exact. Why are you worried about him? Why are you giving him your nuts and your testo?
Visser, you're not really, when it comes down to it, you're not really a race mixer because you're already a man for
Okay.
You're not really a race mixer.
And where's your proof for that?
What happens is
your opinion, you have an opinion.
No, Visser. Way back when you were in trouble. In order to get out of that stalking charge.
In order to get out of a stalking. What stalking charge? You're the only one saying this. There is none. You keep making these things up. And how, in your mind, do you seemingly think that me saying that I'm a nigger would somehow or another statistically, the judge would go easier on me? What world do you live in?
No, Visser.
When niggers and Mexicans get a... What are you talking about? They comprise 80% of the prison system.
So if
what you were saying was true and I went around saying I'm some Mexican, some nigger, some whatever you think I'm saying, you think I'm that dumb as to think a judge would be more lenient on me?
Sure, Visser.
What logic is that?
What it boils down to is you went ahead and were talking shit about you're not a white supremacist. That's why you went on Stumble.
When and where did I say that?
Huh?
When and where did I say that? Nowhere. You make it up.
No, Visser.
Point a link. Point them to something.
You took down your web pages.
Yeah, for 3.5 months, and you just kept going and going and going. So?
No, Victor. This is quite 60 days. You went ahead and explained why you pulled down your webpage on September 9th, and the whole reason was to go ahead and allow Google to have a chance to go ahead and for its cache to die down here.
Yeah.
Then you came up with another story about how you had actually stole the Bulletin license here, and that's why Pittsburgh sent
it. No. That was on the old site. You know damn well. I had two forums, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had two forums, right? Dunehost and Freehostia.
You had
Freehostia was long gone before all this transpired in December of 2010.
No, it was not down here. Well, let me see.
Yeah, it was.
Pretty well, this was when you said, this was when old Fruit Loop or Sean Aaron Visser went ahead and said that old CTM was dead. I think that was in April, April 20th.
Paul is dead, too.
You disappeared. You went ahead and disappeared. You took down Pisser's History, which was the one at noontime, which is 5 years old. You went ahead and took down Pisser's Cinder.
Yeah.
And essentially, you disappeared for what?
And that somehow means something?
4 weeks and said that, essentially, Jeremy Visser and Covenant People's Ministry are dead. And you went ahead and blamed people for not going in and sending enough money here.
No, I didn't.
What happens is that
I've never preached for money. That's the difference.
Weeks,
I don't care about money.
4 weeks of the day afterwards, you went ahead and came back up. But Pisser's, I think one of them was gone. I think it wasn't Pisser's Cinder. It was Pisser's History. It was gone by then. It didn't come back. And
no,
then
never.
You end up having Pisser's Cinder for another couple months.
Year. About a year.
Yeah.
It was a precursor. That was B-Bulletin 3.8. Right. That was stolen B-Bulletin. And that's why it went down, because I'm not running a legit ministry on stolen software. It doesn't matter. So the site was a precursor. The site got removed. And the real forums have been up for 4 years. So.
Yes, sir. Hold on. So in short, now you're not, so essentially now the story is that you
the story. Go back and listen in 2010. I said the same thing then.
You were using stolen software from February 2009 to April 2010.
Just to test its functionality.
Taking it down. It was a matter of all of a sudden you discovered even though you used it for 14 months, you discovered that this stolen software, you're not going to use software.
Listen to this, man.
Well, I imagine that if you go ahead and use a piece of software from February 2009 until you go ahead, and this was the first time you disappeared in 2010, let's see, April, so February, that's 12 months, then March.
About 14 months.
So essentially, 13 and a half months, you've gone ahead and you've gotten stolen software, you've used it for 13 and a half months, and then you claim that Amy wrote
just
it.
Just the functionality,
now you're claiming that now it's because you don't want to use stolen software, okay? I mean,
it's your story to tell.
When you
write your book.
That's why I like talking to you.
I love talking to you, man. This is great, because I know what you're going to say next week. I know how you're going to sway what I'm saying today before you even do it.
Well,
that's why
I
put that article up there, because I knew you would go out and make an ass of yourself telling people how it was in 1984 when we were 3,000 miles apart. You don't know. But a fool will.
Okay,
a fool will take a tidbit of proof and go and run with it and assume. Assume because a principal says, I think your son should be on dope because he's attacking our pastors at age 11. That, somehow or another, that means that kid was put on dope. You don't know the story. Maybe I was pulled out.
No.
Maybe I was. But you assume that you do know. And that's the difference.
The letter said something about talking about you attacking little white girls, and since you're a man from London, of course I believe that.
Oh, sure.
This is the first time I've heard about you attacking pastors as well here. You must.
Oh, see, there you go. There's your poem. He can read a letter from a Lutheran school, and he can deduct that I'm supposedly having problems with little white girls, but can't read between the lines enough to see what it says. And that's the whole point.
No,
when they come to my site and they read the report.
All I got is what you went ahead and showed. Now,
right. And look what you did with it. Look how you expanded it. Look at all this crap you added to it. Now you're saying I've been on Ritalin. Can you prove that?
Yes, sir. I guess I'm just such an idiot. You go ahead and you, You release
yeah,
these
you
letters.
Are. And that's the whole point. Testament of Dan. It's still up there. All you got to do is swing by covenantpeoplesministry.org, download it, and hear it.
Yes, sir.
None of the things Lindsay has said have happened have happened. So, I mean, it's pretty telling.
Yes, sir. You're trying to go ahead and essentially you want to play the game that you got a secret. You're digging a pit for me. I go ahead and I take the bait here. Well, you sound just like old Cabral Worden here.
Yeah, exactly. And you'll do it again and again and again, time and time again. Of course you will.
Well, I keep on repeating it there. Now you're whining.
Yeah, I know.
But tonight...
So don't
tonight,
you feel kind of played like a punk knowing that for 4 years you've gone twice a week talking about another man's nuts, trying to promote people to go to other people's forums?
For 4 weeks. Talk about another man's nuts here.
Non-stop. That's all you've done. Your very first little movement, Turd, was about me. That's all you seemingly can do is send people to me. I appreciate it. I love it. How much time do you think I spend talking about Martin Lindsay?
Whenever
I ain't giving you my nuts that away.
I'm sort of thinking that you and Brian Wright have learned, you know, the less said about him, the better. You know, I mean...
I don't know Brian Wright. That's your buddy. That's John Britton's buddy. I don't know. All I know is he was somebody who posted on my board.
Yes, sir.
As far as I know, he could be a sock puppet for y'all.
Yes, sir. You do remember, a little while ago, you were going ahead talking about, you know, your interview for 2 hours, you know, 2.5 hours.
Yeah, exactly. You're missing the whole fucking point, dude. Brian Wright's a real person. Brian Wright's a very real person. Brian Wright was in the Church of the Sons of Yahweh with us. And the whole point that you seemingly don't recognize is the sword, Richard Butler's sword, now that it's all said and done, and if you want to listen to the radio show, the sword, the charter, and everything pertaining to Hayden Lake and Butler's church went to Gillette. And we had it. And that's the whole point that you keep rambling on and on and on and missed from that show. That's why when Gillette got out, he got his sword back. That's why he went right back to the mantle. And what a testimony for a man, a real man, who would man up, take his charge, and step to the plate. You didn't hear him bitching saying, avenge me, my grandson said I'm a chomo. And you can go on and on talking about how Zog set you up when it was your own step-granddaughter who called the law, and your own retarded, quote-unquote, grandson who said it.
No.
But a sane man knows the difference.
Yes, sir. That's not even remotely the truth. It doesn't really matter here. I mean,
I know, but all you got to do is look and read a million and one articles that sit there and talk about exactly you being charged with this. See, there's more proof that you molested a little boy than half the crap that you go on saying about your betters. And that, my friends, is what a Christian uses. It's called due process.
You're a lying to my legend here. You're not my better,
then. Hey, then your little grandson must be a liar, because he's the one who brought the charge, isn't he? Is his name Zog?
No.
Did he frame you?
No.
So you keep going on and on talking about how you were set up. Avenge me to crickets. And everybody in white nationalism said you did it.
Sir, go ahead and read what little is available.
Well, little, I know. And believe me, we're going to have the police report available on Covenant People's Ministry because Lawyer Bill, your little friend, all he's got to do is go pay his little $2, and we're going to have the police report, and we're going to publish it to the Internet so everyone will exactly know what transpired. And you can run on talking about Zog framing me when your own step-granddaughter called him on you for the crime.
Yes, sir. If you want, have Liar Bill go ahead and send $2 over to Newton County and get the damn police report and print it to the Internet, and I'll go ahead and take it myself here. Thing about it is, though, is that during the entire time I was in the Newton County jail, I
keep saying Zog dropped the charge. Your grandson dropped the charge.
You think people don't know? The prostitutor dropped the charge because my grandson refused to lie about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in any case, this is pretty well what I got of what happened on December 10th, 2005, I've already published here. I had to go through a lot of work in order to get even the free deal, even get a copy of the arrest warrant. I didn't get it until, essentially, Selby was pretty well caught not going ahead and allowing me to see these psychological reports and all the other stuff here. I got a big old packet of papers by this.
You're surprised by that?
I didn't get it.
You're surprised that man's courts are crooked?
I did not get it until...
Why are you running for mayor then, if you're surprised by it?
Hmm?
You're actually surprised that man's courts are crooked, that they wouldn't let you use a library, that, I mean, where you come from?
Oh, I'm not surprised at all.
See, well, then, why are you convention about
you, to you and Kentucky Chomo Malungeon and old Steve Brower, you know, Indelded, and all the rest of your mans are buddies.
Yeah, your buddies, exactly.
See, to a white man, essentially, oh, by the way, it seems like what you do.
White men don't rape their grandchildren. In fact, white men don't have step-grandchildren to begin with. They don't raise a widow's kids and call other people meerkats. You want to talk about kookold?
Kookold?
Yeah, kookold.
Well, I mean, you know, this
a kookold is a dick raising some other chick's children and then molesting them, and then sit and turn around blaming Zog for his own crime.
According to you, I'm guilty for no other reason.
According to you, you're guilty under God's law because there were two witnesses.
It was
your step-granddaughter, your step-grandson, and the grandson himself who testified against you.
Maybe under your God's law.
No, under the God of Yahweh, under his law, the hand of every matter should be established by two witnesses, and sodomites are to be put to death. Not in a mental hospital, not in the county jail.
So, Vester, it's you who said I'm a sodomite.
No, it was your grandson who said you were a sodomite, and your step-granddaughter who said you were a sodomite. Not Saul, not anybody else. So don't sit here and play the victim like the Jew does. Hey, all you got to do is search the Internet. It's all over. And when that police report goes up, we're going to see who said what, won't we? Because I don't know what it says, but I guarantee you it's not going to say what you're saying.
It's already on the Internet.
No, the police report isn't. Your take on it is. Your take on it. Your Jewish little chomo mind take who wants to sit there and condemn a little child called a liar when Christ says, woe unto you, touch a little one. It would have been better for a millstone to be tied around your child molesting.
See, what happens is that the thing about it is, folks, Visser simply doesn't have any information, goes ahead and makes it up, and my point is that to a mamzer like Visser, he will go ahead, and as a Jew mamzer getting in, he just automatically assumes that Zog is right, and that I'm a sodomite, and that I'm a child molester, because he says he is. In the meantime, in order to get out of the stalking charge, he goes ahead and essentially, I'm not a white supremacist. I do this and I do that. And for about a month or so, while the judge still has control of the case, he is oh so nice to me. Goes ahead and he calls up and he tells a big old story about this or that here. Then later on, you end up having this thing. Now, folks, to me, I was just simply, you know, any police officer, anyone who's affiliated with, you know, essentially anybody who serves Zog, needs to die, be they witness, be they whatever here. Visser goes ahead and comes up with all this crap about two witnesses. He won't even go ahead and give me a street address. You know what I mean? Now, folks, I have gone ahead and pointed out all the papers that I have been able to see on the basis of the arrest. And you can go ahead and look at them right now under, let's see here. I'm arrested for statutory sodomy, May 10th, 2005. Now, I put this up. Let me see. You can go ahead and look at the papers. The papers there, the probable cause affidavit, Bill Dobby's bogus complaint. And, folks, I wasn't able to go ahead and get the rubber stamp arrest warrant until after in May 2009. Well, folks, there's no need for Liar Bill to go ahead and spend $2. Essentially, they're going to go ahead and get everything they can here. You know what I mean? It's not a mistake to let Visser talk. What happens, though, is that Visser cannot stop from lying. So, folks, we're going to go ahead. Let's see how long we've been yakking here. 58 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and take a break, and after 2 minutes, we're going to go ahead and let Visser back on to do some more lying. Okay? All right, folks, hail victory.
I got the same old dream, the same time every night. Walking
Okay, folks, we're back. Essentially, the reason I let Visser go ahead, as long as Visser doesn't get too nutty to where, you know, or too, you know, just like a rabid pistol possum, he doesn't get on one thing here. Essentially, you go ahead and let him, you know, talk here. Well, I've gone ahead and found out that Visser thinks he's trapping me. That's why he goes ahead and posts this sort of stuff here. And he sort of forgets that, you know, this, you know, Brian Wright is a sock puppet of mine. And then, yes, no, he had a, what, 2 hour and 15 minute or 2 hour and a half, depending on what you want to take my view or something, interview with that here. Essentially, I let Visser talk as long as I get to go ahead and have a word or so in edgewise. Now, Visser's going ahead screaming and screaming and screaming like a mamzer here. And folks, you're not going to get any truth out of Visser unless Visser is under compulsion, like he was under the judge here, to where, in order to get a talking charge, he didn't say, no, I'm not a white supremacist, hell, I'm not even white, look at my brother. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and unmute Visser, and maybe Visser will be a little bit more rational right now. Okay? So folks, here's old Jeremy Visser, the pizza possum. All right, Visser, you're back.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, okay. Well,
Very kind of you.
Are you annoyed? Are you annoyed at me going ahead and getting a little bit of housekeeping work on Talk Show done?
No, I think it's kind of funny you're on Talk Show myself, but hey, you know,
well,
your own fags have their magazine.
Let me go ahead and explain why I'm on Talk Show here. What I do is I make fun of the Wandering Mambers, the Wikipedia Tops GCI.
Oh.
And what I do is with Eli James and with Finkelstein, Dan Johns, I play a little game called Cossack and Jew Boys, to where I get on there and I troll and I have a little bit of fun every so often. And what happens, I give them the choice, you know, just sort of like your friend Obagenda Bender does, is that shall we go ahead and have an open forum to where I get caught saying something embarrassing or I get caught out in a lie, or shall we go ahead and spend a lot of money for a forum and then essentially get to where only one or two or three people can see it, and we might as well go to, you know, private email. I was kicked off by Brian White and Eli James in February or March of 2011.
Brian Rio.
I was off here. Went through TeamSpeak, but this church in that I think was, you know, I call IMT. Jew, who was a liar, but then I was even on for about a week or so with PayPal, and that didn't work. So I snuck back on to, you know, Talk Show. And from what I gather, I think that the reason I'm allowed to be on Talk Show is that essentially, you know, Brian Reel and Obagenda Bender and you and the FBI and all the rest of the alphabet soup agencies want to find out what is really going on in the bowel movement. As a result, this show is allowed to go ahead and be on the line here. And
where is it that they allow you to go? Because they want the white nationalist movement to be spoken ill of and defiled by someone like you.
Defiled by someone like me?
Sure, who goes on and on talking about how everybody's something. How come you ain't spending your time attacking Billy Graham?
Yes, sir. I dare say.
Don't be excited. Calm down. It's all right.
I have not defiled J.T. Reddy's marriage bed. I've not defiled the Pistol Possum's marriage bed. I've not defiled Steve Elder's multiple wannabe marriage bed. I've not defiled Dan Tom's marriage bed here. I mean, essentially, you know, I go ahead and actually, far from going ahead and preaching organized rebellion to Zog, I go ahead and say what's going on in the bowel movement. I was really a tard corral, and that anybody who wants to live should stay.
And it's
away.
All found on Talk Show. Amazing, isn't it?
Well,
yeah, the feds want. Why don't you have it on your own site? Because no one would listen.
Well, Visser, you're on Talk Show, ain't you?
No, I have them hosted up there, sure.
Okay, so why are you bitching about me having a little Talk Show show?
Because if you're such a great warlord and a pope of CIA, I would think you'd do it on your own website and people be killing, knocking down the door to listen to you.
Well, maybe you're...
Oh, no, not necessarily. So the feds want you on Talk Show, huh?
Does anybody...
Does the feds want to know what's happening in the... Isn't that an admission of being a fed informant?
Please, sir. Lee Sisser. Are you just mad or are you just jealous here? I mean, we've already
jealous. Oh yeah. It's like your rebuke, you know. You seemingly forget the fact that in order for your rebuke to be effective, I have to actually care what you and respect your opinion.
Okay. All right, mister. So anyway, let's just go ahead. You know,
yeah, let's just go ahead and not address exactly what you said. Now, how is it that you can profess to sit and say you knew what I was doing in 1984 based on a report, expand upon it, and more importantly, perhaps, is how is it that people don't call you on the carpet for it?
Please.
Don't get upset. It's all right. Don't let me control you the way I have been for 15 years. Break it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The old button is right around the old mute one because I'm trying to go ahead and conduct this interrogation.
Interrogation. Yeah, and I know, and skirt around the real issue, which is you week after week going on and on saying how I was as a kid, talking about my wife and my family and everybody else, and why is it that you can't seemingly back any of your statements up with fact? It always comes back to your mind.
Do you want to answer to that or what?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, Mister. Pretty well, we determined that of all the people who went ahead and came up with these two letters in 1984, it wasn't me who came up with them. It was you, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, exactly. It was me. I could have wrote them myself. And look at what you're doing.
Okay. And so
I know.
You know
that's
so
my whole
so
point, buddy.
So is your complaint that you went ahead and posted these letters and you're all mad at what I derived from them? Is that the government of your complaint?
No, my point is I think it's quite telling that you take a letter and expand to it. And that what you're saying isn't even what's found in those letters. And that, my friend, is an open testimony to the fact that you bear false witness openly, continually, nonstop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm not the one who went ahead and posted these letters.
No, you're the one who took the letters and added to them saying they say exactly what they don't say.
Well, this,
and
this
that's lying.
This, sir, you do understand is that this is, I would say that this show, really, it's not like Fox Con News. I mean, essentially, this show is rather unfair and unbalanced to Melungeon Man's Epistle Puffle. I'll get this unfair to you.
This show. Okay.
I mean,
you and your 15 little sock puppets.
This show,
all right.
This show is unfair and unbalanced.
Yeah.
As a piss problem.
Hey, Lindsay,
what?
You know, when you check your stats and talk to you, when you check your stats and talk to you, go ahead and post them and
Jeremy,
I'll post mine.
Jeremy.
Yeah.
You go ahead and admit the seed liner is a sock puppet of yours.
Am I going to admit Seedliner is a sock puppet? Yeah, when you admit Amy Rose is your sock puppet because you got a million and one.
Who
posted your form?
Artie
Bradshaw is asking
Amy
me, how come you don't post
Lindsay's
Lindsay's form? Because Lindsay's posting my name at his form.
Please! I mean, you try to go ahead and get and elicit an admission, and essentially you just take off here. Like a wounded, Melungeon, heading for the creek, like Grandpa Jones used to say. Well, not quite so. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and let the good bastard on. But what it boils down to is that Visser went ahead and brought up these two letters, supposedly to trap me, and then I go ahead and derive what I read from these little letters. He's lying and pissing and moaning my slander and trying to go ahead and get two witnesses involved. And essentially, he won't go ahead and give me the street address of the two witnesses, and he's whining and pissing and moaning. And folks, if you want to go ahead and listen to this thing back there, Visser went ahead and said it's slander, even when it's true, but it's not slander when a pissing possum does it against me. So anyway, we'll go ahead and see what else we can get from Jeremy.
Yeah, appreciate that. And by the way, I've never ever once said if it's slander, even if it's true. I'd like you to back that statement up. What I said was it's still gossip, even if it's true. And even if it's true, it still violates the God of law to be a talebearer going up and down among the children of Israel bearing false witness. So don't sit in here and say I said that if it's slander and true, it's that's not what I ever said.
Yes,
you can go ahead and put
yes,
that
sir.
Up.
I'm getting in trouble already here for going ahead and bringing up or elaborating at least my take upon some man's or piss and possums, goofiness or whatever here. In any case, this.
Get in trouble by
who? You're the one who went ahead and brought up the letters here. Has it ever occurred to you? has it ever occurred to you that essentially I wouldn't have anything to work on if you hadn't gone in and brought up them letters?
That's why I brought them up, because I wanted the world to see exactly what someone like you does, which would take a letter and add to it and go ahead and present it like proof. That's the whole point, like you do with everything.
Mister, you took the bait,
and I think it's funny. Keep writing my life story. It's all fiction. I love it, though.
Mister. Yeah. What happens is that your Melanchthon Mamser Pisser Possums are not the children of Israel.
No. But you and your inbred, have you seen that thing you're with? Have you seen your family portrait? Have you even heard my last sermon where I said a retard doesn't even know he's retarded? That's the whole point, buddy. If you're the epitome, if you are the definition of stand of Aryan goodliness, then call me a red Mamser.
Yes, sir. You poor little crazed Melanchthon Mamser.
Yeah, my blonde hair, blue eyes, compare them to your step-grandchildren. I mean, how perverted is that? Step-children. Step-grandchildren.
It only takes, you can go ahead and try. You can go ahead and try to keep this thing on track. And essentially, this is going to get worse and worse and worse and worse as the time goes ahead. He can't even go ahead and control himself for 30 seconds. Now, I remember way back in 2005, old Clint Downey, I went ahead and, well, Visser, you know, Clint Downey had the same thing that old Jeremy Visser does here. What happens when we went ahead and found out that old Clint Downey was an adulterous whore here and probably the sexual mascot with the Washington State clan, old Clint went ahead and didn't claim that me and Hengist were lying, claimed that we were going ahead and spreading malicious gossip. And that's pretty well where Visser's at, too, here. Essentially, anybody that goes ahead and listens to me, makes speculation based upon Visser's behavior, I've got to go ahead and take it as according to the truth with Visser. And it looks like Visser's gone ahead and headed, you know what I mean? Well, it looks like we have some pisser possums in here, and it looks like the pisser is hung up here. Anyway, folks, I'm going to go ahead and let Russ Walker go ahead and call in. And we'll go ahead and take a two-minute break because, folks, I went ahead and I think I found up a few new things. I'll go ahead and analyze it, and I'm going to go ahead and spread some malicious gossip about Jeremy Visser. And Clint Downey eventually figured out when she left, when she didn't get me censored, "You're an evil little man, Marty! And I'm not going to go ahead and talk to you no more, because anything I say will be used against me." Hello, Russ.
Overcome. peek inside and enter through the windows of your mind. How can I control this poison of the soul? These lies that blind your eyes, blinded by the lies. Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Yes, your eyes are blinded by the well, it doesn't show. How can I contain this anguish and this pain? Knowing that your eyes are blinded by the lies. Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Have your eyes blinded by the light. Yes, your eyes
blinded by the light. Hello, Ralph. Anyway, what'd you think? What'd you think here? Was anything accomplished by that? I think there was.
Well, Martin, I know essentially nothing about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Visser appears to be attacking you based upon your wife and your children or stepchildren. I don't know much about that stuff. It's none of my damn business.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it has anything to do with anything. The fact of the matter is, he is either Israelite or he's not.
He's not.
Well, I don't hear him offering to put up any pictures or anything else. I mean, I don't know a thing about it. I mean, I'm not playing dumb, and I'm trying to be as even-handed as possible. But he says he could. What really bothered me, he says he's going to put up a police report. Well, the police report's Lee Harvey Oswald killed Kennedy. Police reports are bullshit.
Well, no, the police report's bullshit because essentially, this is what the facts are: is that everything that essentially, the system had the probable cause affidavit, everything I could get. And I couldn't get the arrest warrant. I got to look at it once because I insisted upon it. But essentially, I wasn't able to get the arrest warrant until what happened in February of 2007. But anyway, what happens is I have posted everything I've been able to get about the arrest on, you know, on my webpage. I have posted everything about that on my webpage, huh?
Bullshit. We have a world in this society where accusation is tantamount to conviction.
Well,
that's what really bothers me about Visser. I don't know about his background, but when he starts saying, well, because you were accused, there's a police report, that irritates me because that is fundamentally wrong. I don't care who.
Well, no, what happens, he's over on the monkey barrel, and he has a Confederate named Stephen Brower, a.k.a. Intrepid, a.k.a. Engelded. And essentially, I'm going ahead and looking at all the outpouring of hate, all the negrep that these targets are putting, and it's like they're talking to each other. And this Stephen Brower went ahead on this post when I went ahead and showed the dismissal. Don't matter none, you know, chomo pedo, you know, pedo. I mean, it didn't matter to him what the truth was.
I know. Hey, Franklin mm-hmm. Wigger says, Martin attacks Visser's wife and family. If, and I don't know a thing about Visser's wife, if she's a mongrel or something like that, then it's been legitimate, okay? If she's not, then it's irrelevant.
No. What happens, I think Visser's wife is part, you know, man's for himself here. See, what happens is that Visser has, you know, Visser essentially is a... He's a Manzer criminal of some sort. I think he's a Melungeon. And what he's done, if you go ahead and look over at Stormfront and previous posts here, he was sucking up to Clunt, talking Yes Me, and doing all sorts of things. Earlier, we were talking about Sci-Fi Faber. What happens is that in May of 2009, or let me see, yeah, my case got dismissed by this new judge. And essentially, Fifi Faber and Jeremy Visser got their little heads together to go ahead and, you know, that is an idiot scheme to go ahead and get together, have Eli James remove me as a pastor of my own church, and somehow Hal Turner was involved.
Okay.
And frankly, they have these idiots, you know, I mean,
some comments here.
Yeah.
Frank and Wigger says, talks about your sister is whatever the hell she is. Whatever the hell your sister is, isn't your fault. I mean, I don't know.
No, this is some stupid shit. Suppose I have a sister named Liz. And essentially, what happens, this was something that Visser went ahead and made up. He got all freakazoid, and he went ahead and posted on the Granby Topica, you know, from Brooks, Georgia.
Your sister,
that,
Liz. Does she have nigger kids and stuff like that?
There is no Liz Winstead.
Okay, so that's a goddamn lie, in other words.
Well, it's all together a lie, yeah. I mean, you know, what happens, I do have a sister, her name ain't Liz, and she's not married to any nigger. She's married to one of the inbreds around here, and essentially I ain't talked to her for years anyway here, you know, because essentially she's a thief. I mean, you know, but she's not a mudshark. I mean, she's just a higher class of wigger is all she is here. And I'll have a sister named Liz. It's just all together some horseshit that Visser made up here. See, Visser goes ahead and he makes out all of that lies here. And, what happens is that, last October, he went ahead and invited me to call in. Essentially, we got into a yelling match, but it started out well to where essentially I found out that old Bridget the Idiot was with him. But what happens is that Visser was accused of stalking, I guess, up in Washington State, you know, by his mother-in-law, who's a Roman Catholic. You don't like Visser.
We know the justice system.
So he ran back home to Brooks, Georgia. He got arrested for stalking. He spent 3 weeks in the jail. He got released September 9th. He went ahead and posted, you know, took down his Facebook page, took down his forum, took down his web page, took down his previous forum. And all he put up was this picture I keep on using, you know, of this little cork-eyed, white-haired girl and him looking away, you know, and I call it the island of Dr. Pissarro here, like, are we not man, are we not human? And what he did is that he not only took down his stuff, he was going over to Stumble In, he was going ahead and disabling every single post, he was doing it over on Arian Front, he was doing it over on Finkelschini's forum. He was doing it everywhere. He was taking down every post he could, but he couldn't take down some of these posts that were closed on my subforum of one StumbleIn. And, you know, pretty well, he did come back, and then he went ahead and posted a picture of Cherokee Visser, a picture of, you know, redder than Adam, redder than this here. And he, at the same time, he was posting as Unabomber. And then, you know, then he went to December, he went to, I think he went to court on December 2nd, of 2010, and essentially told the judge, he's not Aryan Nations, he's not a white supremacist, hell, I'm not even white, look at my brother looks just like a beaner, and he's married a Puerto Rican, he got a nigger stepdaughter, all this sort of thing, and him, you know, he goes ahead and he plays the game that his brother's name is Ron instead of Sean Aaron Visser. And when was it? February, old Sean Aaron Visser, you know, Visser disappears for a number of months. I think Visser tells his brother that he's not going to show up anymore. And essentially, his brother Sean Aaron Visser says, well, yes, this is my full-fledged brother. Take down my pictures. And I wasn't going to take down his pictures because he was lying to me. He knew damn well what my family looked like. He'd been talking shit about my family. He'd been letting Brian Wright go ahead and stalk Pastor John Britton. He was letting Brian Rio get involved in John Britton's court case. He was doing all this sort of shit. So essentially, Sean Aaron Visser was a bit, you know, part and parcel of it. Now Visser's claiming his brother's a race mixer. And the answer is, brother is not a race mixer because his brother is already racially mixed. So is Visser. And I think so is, you know, he's bitching about his wife because when, in December, Visser was in trouble, Visser not only called Eli James and claimed that I had claimed he was a mad bomber, which was a lie, but he went ahead and simply called my show, and for about 2.5 hours, you know, John Britton and Visser talking to each other and me just sitting, you know, just sitting with my butt on the fire because it was cold. And I said, I thought you were going to go ahead and beat the crap out of this when you cut the little lying bastard. He said, well, yeah, I am, but what happens, I want to go ahead and find out where Brian Wright lives here so I can beat the shit out of him. And I said, okay. And what happens, for about a month or so, Visser was essentially in Georgia, and what happens is that Bridget the Idiot and the Pistol Possums were in Washington State, across the country. And what happens is about this time, the Beer Barrel goes ahead and shows up, and old June Stain goes ahead and finds out where old Bridget lives, and essentially makes this thing is that he's going to go ahead and get a little bit of Bridget the Idiot. And pretty well, me and John Britton are making fun. We're having fun with that. We're just saying, good Lord, the next little Pistol Possum is going to have a little hooked nose here. And essentially, old Visser would go ahead and call up like he's just losing his mind here. I mean, we'd laugh at the start. We'd laugh that he sounded mellow because he was drinking from the marijuana bong water. But toward the end, he was smoking from the crack bong water. And no, Visser essentially called back and said he was going to go ahead and go back up to Washington State. And I guess after the purview of the court was over, Visser has gone ahead and claimed that no, that wasn't, it wasn't his brother. And generally the reason I take the calls from Visser is that Visser essentially can't go more than 5 or 10 minutes without lying, and essentially I want to go ahead and find out some more stuff. So here's Visser whining about two letters that he posted up and what I went ahead and derived from them. Now, whether or not it's altogether true, I mean, Visser will play the game that I'm altogether gossiping or I'm altogether lying because essentially his real name isn't Sean Aaron Visser. Well, folks, I got an email and he said, Sean Aaron Visser. I mean, but no, his brother to him is named Ron here. And his brother is with him again. So I go ahead and ask these questions. And then Visser realizes that he's caught out in the line. He got to go ahead and yell, and that's why I end up muting him a couple of times. You know what I mean?
Visser deal for a while. Years ago, he had an election about what constitutes marriage and everything else. And the state, of course, the people in the state voted overwhelmingly that marriage is between a man and a woman, which I agree with, even though I don't vote. I'm not a resident of North Carolina. But at any rate, this queer thing is unbelievable. If Yahweh God Almighty doesn't curse this nation pretty soon, I'll start to lose my faith.
You sound like Fred Phelps.
Pardon?
Sound like Fred Phelps, boycott Joplin here. I went ahead and told about how the May 22nd tornado is about a year away, and essentially maybe Yahweh did go ahead and hates Joplin here, because Yahweh hates fags here. And essentially the tornado started at McClellan Park, which was a known faggot rest area here, before it hit St. John's Hospital and tore its way through. The thing about it is, though, is that what you end up having is you end up having Barack Obongo going ahead making a great pose here against Mittens Palooka about essentially gay marriage. And we had the same thing with the Libertine Party. So you had this faggot going ahead and saying, well, we want the Libertine Party to tell the state, tell the government here to recognize gay marriage. And I came up with a response is that, well, folks, if we're supposedly libertines, we don't believe in having the government say anything. Marriage is not really supposed to be a government, it's not supposed to be anything about government. It's supposed to be a religious right.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's supposed to be a theological concept. Now it's become an economic one. If they've got pensions and bullshit like that. This is a marriage. So the state can't create a marriage. This is all fiction. And Obama, the mixed race or hybrid goddamn kike nigger, he is trash. What would you expect him to say? Everything Obama is doing is to destroy the society, whether his immigration reform, my ideas of immigration reform is no immigration. Obama wants more treaties, more immigration reform, continue this goddamn war in Afghanistan for the Jews. He's trash. That's what I expect Obama to do. I do expect him to win in the fall, and I think Yahweh will curse this nation beyond belief, because if he doesn't, people start to lose their faith. I mean, this is ridiculous. Yahweh has laws and everything else. He lets people put on this bullshit, nigger loving stuff. When's it going to come to an end?
Russ, the thing is that essentially Yahweh allows evil people to go ahead and do evil deeds. And if you are a son of Yahweh, you are on, you're pretty well on the bottom now. Essentially, they can do whatever the hell they want to. They can go ahead and take your, you know, take your children based upon a lie. The police can go ahead and do whatever the hell they want to. I mean, you know, folks, I'm not getting my grandchildren back. They're probably, and I was listening to Harold Covington, Axisali says, well, hey, if your daughter's been taken away, she's been taught to hate you. And the thing about Jeremy Visser is that he sort of thinks that his lies mean something to him. I went ahead and looked at this Engelded character, and it was our response to a post of the charges against me have been dismissed. So going back to my old post on the monkey barrel or the mamzer barrel or the beer barrel, whatever you want to call it, they're going back to my old post, and essentially they're neg-repping the crap out of it, and essentially this Steve Brower went ahead and says, it don't matter, pedo freak, it doesn't matter what the instance is. I mean, him being a mamzer faggot, he hates me. You understand what I mean? And it doesn't matter to me. I mean, increasingly, I mean, if you know, Jeremy Visser, being a Melungeon mamzer, was born evil. And when he goes ahead and tells about essentially what some Whigger assistant principal is telling him about how little Jeremy is just like a little 10-year-old nigger, can't go ahead and leave the little white girls alone, and please, in order to go ahead and make him behave, will you go ahead and just dope him up? And then the second layer comes up to where essentially the doping up ain't doing anything, it's just making him into a dope-addled, you know, a little mamzer who can't leave little white girls away, and they're going to have to expose worthless ass. And now, here's Mister whining like a pussy about how I interpret a letter that he went and put up in the first place. You understand what I'm saying?
Anyway,
yeah.
Bring up another totally Well, this guy put this thing about some picture of some bitch with a nigger. I don't know if this is true. Liz said, I don't know if this is true or not. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody put this thing up about some white bitch with a nigger. I don't know if it's true or not, but anyway.
Well, this JT Reddy character here, it finally began to dawn on people that JT Reddy was a Zog false front, and that the reason the FBI was there about 24 minutes after he goes nuts, and you hear him over the phone going ahead, oh no, bang, 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 you know, oh no, my asshole boyfriend, JT Reddy here, Jason Reddy, is going ahead, he's destroying the house, oh my god, bang, 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 dink. And then what happens in Minnesota later, you know, little Brittany Menderos is calling you. Oh, he killed my mom, he killed my sister, he killed the baby, he killed the boyfriend. You know what I mean? Why? And you go ahead and hear that. Now, normally would the FBI be involved in that? And the answer is that they're ending up, and, you know, their guys at the police state go ahead and calls the FBI, and they know that JT Reddy essentially is being given all these guns. This is domestic Fast and Furious. What happens is that, hey, look, if ABC, you want to go ahead and get these guns before essentially, you know, we have to catalyze, log all this guns that he has, and the FBI comes over, and they start picking up their Fast and Furious guns in order so they won't go ahead and make a big deal of it. And there's a reason that's not bigger in the news. And the reason it's bigger in the news is because of Fast and Furious. You know what I mean?
Let me make another comment. Okay. Totally unrelated. About 2 years ago, mm-hmm. when the government went from the VHF, or very high frequency to UHF, and went from off from my off to digital, it was all chaos.
Okay. Russ, you're not going in. I can barely hear you. I can barely hear you, Russ. Last I heard about was VHF. Okay, go ahead and change phones, I think, is what you're saying. We're going to go ahead and take a break, folks. Hell victory. Go ahead and hang up, Russ, and if you want, call back, okay?
Serious video time. I want to talk about a problem that we have in the United States that's getting really bad. Black people. We have so many of them, and I can't stand them. You lose them in the dark. They eat all your goddamn chicken and everything else that's wrong with them. I think we should have a new plague that gets rid of just black people, because the niggers are ridiculous.
Hello, Russ.
Okay, sound better?
A lot better.
Okay, here. Okay, so here's the whole deal. The reason I'm telling you this is because it takes me a while to learn these things. What happened is they not only went from analog to, which was a big deal, because no one knew what had to be done. People just thought you just could use
an analog. Okay, talk slower. Talk slower.
Okay. The analog to digital converter and everything will be okay. What happened is, for all practical purposes, all the stations on VHF, which is channels 2 to 13,
mm-hmm.
were converted to UHF stations. UHF are 14 to 83.
Yeah.
Even if you get a station, which is channel 4, channel 6, or channel 8, whatever it is actually a UHF frequency. And I just learned this week. The guys at Radio Shack didn't realize this. It was never clearly told to anyone. The bottom line is essentially all these VHF antennas are obsolete.
Well, they're obsolete, what, 2 years ago when they went and changed it to digital?
When they what?
When they changed it to digital, what, over 2 years ago?
Yeah, about 2 years ago. Now, here's the bottom line. I didn't realize this. I had an obsolete antenna. I could not pick up one station. I've just gone out and bought a new antenna. It happens to be called a DB8. Now, they're telling people what antenna to buy or stuff like that. But these new UHF antennas are a lot better than the UHF range. The whole thing was based on money. What you used to have is you had one station putting out a certain signal. Now that we're into UHF area, they have like one, two, or three stations. And
The reason they changed it is VHF had a lot bigger, very high frequency to ultra high frequency from, channels what? Oh, 14 to 83. I mean, essentially the reason they went ahead and changed it is that those stations, them analog stations, took four times the amount of bandwidth that a digital station would do here. So they wanted to go ahead and sell the public's digital bandwidth to other uses.
More money.
Yeah, more money.
And the other thing they did is the FCC reduced the maximum amount of power that any station could. I think the most any station can have in the United States now is 90 kilowatts. I could be wrong on that. The bottom line was all driven by money, but environmentalism, because they're using less electricity, we're saving money, blah, blah, blah. The bottom line is all this crap has caused a lot of trouble for us. In any event, I have now gone out and bought a new special UHF antenna. I've not installed it. I put it up today because my old antenna, which is a VHF, see, with the tail wagging the dog, this antennas were VHF antennas with a little UHF antenna in the front. But now the UHF is the big dog, and the old antennas, most of the antennas useless. I mean, the big...
Well, I mean, what happens is no longer in that. It's essentially it's digitized. It's a digitized thing, and you had to go ahead and buy it. What?
But used to get also, Martin.
Used to get $10. Used to get $10 rebate to or $40 rebate for two per household.
9 and 24. If they can't hear me for some reason, now if you can hear me, they should be able to hear me. But
no, you're breaking up a lot, Russ.
I'm what?
You're breaking up a lot.
I don't know why.
Okay.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to say in case anyone lives in a fringe area and has a TV antenna problem, because it takes a long time. Free HD BITCH 9. I don't know what the hell 9 is saying here, but that's okay. I just wanted to bring this out because this information took me a long time to understand it.
Okay.
Hopefully I'm on my way to...
All right. Well, have you figured out that old Vista is a lying melungeon mamzer pistol possum? You know what I mean?
About this, I mean, I got to be honest with you. I've heard some of his sermons. I like his. I like the very few sermons I've heard I like. But when he starts saying people are guilty based upon an accusation or a police report, that is bullshit.
Well, what it boils down to, to Visser. Visser being a mamzer, he ends up hating. He ends up hating white people. To him, and these other mamzers, I'm guilty because Zog says I am. You know what I mean?
That's right.
And all together, that's, and what you got to understand is that he ends up going ahead and, you know, he ends up going ahead and, you know, I mean, the thing about it is that in a real society, this would have essentially been dealt with as a half-breed. He would have been sent to the margins or, you know, summarily killed. He wouldn't go ahead and have control over that any more than this nigger would have control, any more than these, you know, Jews would have control. And you end up having, in this movement, all these people talking about, oh, how we're going to do this and we're going to do that, we're going to try all these other tricks, and essentially, we're at the end of the tricks. There's nothing really left. We're heading, just like with Greece. Greece has gone ahead, and these were Nazi parties. I go ahead and I'm looking at a Turkish Greek Mamzer. He looks brown as hell. You know, looks browner than Pancho Villa, and he's the new head of this Nazi Greek party. And he's talking about essentially saying, screw the bankers, screw the German banks, Jew banksters. Okay.
Eventually.
Well, folks.
Eventually.
What we have is that we have fewer and fewer and fewer white people. And most of the white people are left are just nothing more than worthless wiggers. And there's nothing that will go ahead and cure this matter. Now, someone like Visser, when Visser was in trouble, when essentially it boiled down to, okay, Jeremy, you're accused of a stalking charge. Essentially, Jeremy gets out by saying he's not white. Look at my brother's Facebook picture. You know, that's my full-blooded brother. And he went ahead and admitted that this character was his full-blooded brother. And in February of this year, his brother sent me an email demanding I take down all the pictures of him at Disneyland with his, you know, even darker beaner wife and his nigger, you know, his nigger stepdaughter and all this sort of thing. And essentially, I just don't even pay attention to him. You know what I mean? But I stopped filing any more posts by this character. Now, he's back with Visser, and Visser is back. Now they got, now they got his wife.
His brother's a race mixer.
His brother ain't a race mixer. His brother is racially mixed. His full-blooded brother is the Cherokee and a number of other things. And the other number of other things that he is that he's a Melungeon, which it means that he's part, he's part nigger, he's part American Indian, and he has a good deal of Jew here. That's why he is attracted to Christian identity. I heard this one character talking, how wonderful Pastor Buddy is. Well, Pastor Buddy is one of these Ephraim Scepter goofheads here, if you don't mind me saying so. But from what I gather, you were sending a letter about this guy who was a Lumbee Indian. Well, you know what a Lumbee is? That's another word for Melungeon.
I don't know if they're Melungeons, but they're mixed.
No, they're mixed. But what happens, if you go ahead and look under Melungeons, I didn't know this offhand. Now I remember that two or three days earlier, you were bitching about this guy who showed up and acted like an ass clown at Pastor Buddy's thing, and you weren't going there anymore. Well, the thing about it is that you say he's at Lumber 10 here, he's a Lumbee Indian. Well, folks, a Melungeon, one of the names of the Melungeons is Lumbee Indians. And what they are is they're a mixture of nigger and redskin and both Sephardic and, Sephardic and Ashkenazi Jew. And pretty well, Visser has what's called an Anatolian bump, which Melungeons have here. Another name for Melungeons. This is a Melungeon. That's why he's interested and fascinated with Christian identity. I don't think he actually went ahead and wrote. I think he has some little Jew boy, just like with Eli James, Finkelschini, going ahead and trying to change, and M. Iser. I go ahead and look at M. Iser, and I see more and more a Sicilian, a Sicilian Guido, who I think knew that Brian Rio wasn't white, just like Eli James and Finkelschini knew, that they are white. And folks, you've gone ahead and essentially said you're not going to go ahead and tend Pastor Buddies as long as he goes ahead and lets these Mamzers run wild here. Well, Pastor Buddy doesn't obviously care one way or the other. In a sense, but Russ, you're making a problem about why this guy acts the way he is. And the answer, the reason he acts like he is because he is what he is. He's a Melungeon. He's a Mamzer.
Well, In any event, best thing out there is Bill Gayhart, but he's not coming back anymore. That's been screwed on everything else. Anyway, Martin, let me take off now. It's almost midnight for me.
Yeah, I know. It's been good night. I'm glad you went ahead and called. So did this seem evasive and anything like that to you?
Well, you and him have a spirited commentary. It's interesting. I mean, I think everyone is safety, but when he brings up this crap about you're guilty because you're a kid, that really burns me.
Well, to him, you got to understand, it's not a matter of determining innocence. It's only a matter of determining sides. I mean, there may be good Jews and there may be good Mamzers, although I don't think that there are. But essentially, they act the way they do because they are on the side that there are here.
Well,
so essentially, the only way that the white race will decide is that if 120 million Uyghurs and 170 million Muds die, and essentially you only have about 10 million white people left. And folks, I don't get mad at Visser for being Visser. He is what he is.
But in any event, what he's saying is pure slander. And that's clear as a bell. I mean,
yeah, for slander, but what do I expect from a Mamzer? Why, this JT Reddy, he went postal. He went ahead and he told this reporter, this faggot reporter, that he was, what, half Jew on his mother's side. And he went ahead and he told old Hattie the idiot meerkat that, he wasn't a Mexican. He had Tay-Sachs disease here, that he was a Jew. And he goes ahead and tells a number of people that, no, he's a Jew. He's part Jew. Well, folks, I wouldn't doubt it, but I knew JT Reddy was an evil, worthless piece of shit from day one, and I was laughing my head off that he went ahead and did what he did. And all these people are going ahead and whining, oh no, and I'm saying, well, what do you expect from someone like JT Reddy? I don't expect good things. I expect good things from Visser. I expect good things from Brian Wright. And you go ahead and you have Visser. Essentially what happens is that when Visser was in trouble, and there was a judge going back, and it was just a matter of me going ahead and writing a letter to the Brooks County judge. Oh, by the way, Visser's claimed to be a white supremacist now. He's claiming he fooled you here. And Visser knows he's going to go back to prison. Visser goes ahead and behaves himself for about a month and a half. And then he disappears for about 6 months. And then once he's back up in Washington State, he's no longer in trouble.
Right.
He decides to come back in 2011.
Let me take off.
All right. Bye-bye.
I'll say goodnight.
Okay. Anyway, folks, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll be back in a little while. Hail Victory. Well, there was some dork named Hal who thought the Fibbies were his pal. So he went ahead and made a deal to snitch. But he threatened judges three, a Jew, he slapped old Hal's pee-pee. So Hal's gonna be my dick, Wigger bitch. Zog'll fuck you up. Yeah, Zog'll fuck you up. If you don't obey the dirty Jew's commands, Zog'll fuck you up. Yeah, Zog'll fuck you up. So you best be a rebellin' while you can. Long ago, a rat named Glenn read his comrades over and again. But Zog gave him a bag full of Zog bucks. A little Guido loves diggling fox, stitches, tickles, and cocksucks. The colostomy bag's name is VNL. Zog will fuck you up. Yeah, Zog will fuck you up. If you don't obey the dirty Jew's command, Zog will fuck you up. Yeah, Zog will fuck you up. So you best be a rebellin' while you can. I used to know a pop named Visser, a Duke Mescuber little pisser, who was going ass to mouth with Lion Rice. A mum, that niggleneese molester, a pisser, pooper, possum, chester. Not a single one of them was very bright. Zog will fuck you up. Yeah, Zog will fuck you up. If you don't obey the dirty Jew's command, Zog will fuck you up. Yeah, Zog will fuck you up. So you best be a rebellin' while you can. All right, folks, I'm back. I was looking at the chat. folks, the entire reason I've gone ahead, and I was listening to Harold Covington's short podcast. Essentially, it was about Harold Covington thinking that in about 6 months or so, about the time for the election, the October surprise is going to be a war with Iran. And essentially, the price of gas will go ahead and go to, what, a minimum of $12 to $15, $20 a gallon. And folks, we will have winter, and we will have civil war, and we will have Mad Max, and all this sort of thing. And Hill Covington was wondering if having a podcast that lasts for, what, an hour and 10 minutes, with panel discussion, and with Effie May, and with essentially doing what needs to be done because, well, he wants to go ahead and finish his novel. You know, novel number 5. He wants to go ahead and do a number of things here. And he don't have the time to do it. And he's upset because he don't have the ability, as he looks at, to go ahead and say the magic words that will go ahead and save Zog or a portion of Zog or a Northwest Republic or anything like that. Second portion was about J.T. Reddy. And folks, I've seen J.T. Reddy, seen through J.T. Reddy from day one. Like this, or he was calling me a child molester. It didn't really matter that I would go ahead and post this link saying the charges had to be dismissed. And I'm looking at the chat, and according to Visser and according to the rest of the Pisser Possums, why it was a 6 or 7 year old retarded boy who went ahead and brought charges. Well, no. It's the prosecuting attorney who goes ahead and brings the charges. On May 11th, I went ahead and brought up to where, hey, folks, this trial was illegal because according to these laws, you were supposed to, essentially, if there's any allegation of sexual molestation, it's supposed to go ahead and be investigated within 30 days once they take the kids. Of course, they're going to take the kids. All you have to do is make the accusation and they take the kids. Now, I pointed out that in Missouri, as a statewide matter, when the children are taken, white children are taken, they only get them back 24% of the time. This is a organized campaign to steal white children, to buy and sell them, and to have them raised by liberals and faggots and the rest here. In Newton County, you only get your kids back 11% of the time. And these kids had already been taken once. And they were taken back because I went ahead and fought with them and was going to make a big deal of it. So they went ahead and were brought back after 30 days. And I told Emily, the first, the mother, next time they're... the next time they're taken here, you're not going to get them back. Well, folks, these people decided they were going to go ahead and take them, go ahead and induce a little mixed-race criminal who lived across the street to claim that I molest them, take them, and then a year and a month later, they went ahead and decided to charge me with child molestation. And because I didn't, because I insist on being my own lawyer, and therefore getting to confront my own grandson as my so-called right, well, hey, I'd be sent to the nut house. All this constitutional and bill of goods bullshit is bullshit. Now, folks, how are we going to get to what ails this country, essentially, if the regime criminals and Mamsers and Jews can do whatever the hell they want to? And the answer, why in the world are you surprised when J.T. Reddy acts a certain way? I was not surprised to hear that he flipped out. He was asked to leave by his mudshark, by his mudshark daughter. I was not surprised the FBI came up within a half hour and pretty well took all these guns. Folks, I was able to go ahead and see what was going on from day one. And now all these people, Marty, you're so bad, you're bad-mouthing the movement. Well, yes, folks, it's nothing but bad. And anybody thinking that they can go ahead and use words to go ahead and change what is actually the program by Yahweh to allow Satan and Satan's children to go ahead and destroy Zog, Babylon, the third and the final. This has been going on, and now we're coming up to the crescendo of 7,000 years. And all these people are asking, oh, Marty's so mean. Marty must have raped his grandkid. He's talking about all these faggots, bungholes, and all this sort of thing. Harold Covington, I'm getting back to Harold Covington. Harold Covington is talking about doing something that's simply going to go ahead and set him back because one of the people on his Facebook page was, well, JT Reddy. Another character, Steve White, or Chris White. Another character, Steve Elder, claiming to be Christian identity. Here he is going with Eli James. Went ahead and censored some newbie for claiming that Brian Rio wasn't white. Steve Elder is a good deal like JT Reddy, but more cowardly, more delusional. And he is, well, essentially an accident waiting to happen. And you are trying, you know, Harold, you're trying to go ahead and see what words are going to go ahead and turn Mamzers and Jews, who essentially in some level know they're Mamzers and Jews, but want to fool everybody, you're going to go ahead and turn them into an Aryan warlord? Folks, if words could go ahead and do genetic splicing here, why, Harold, you're wasting your time trying to go ahead and save Zog Babylon. You should just go ahead and use your tongue to go ahead and change 300 million Zoglings and turn them into good white people. The Uyghurs would be a whole lot easier. No, Harold, what you're doing now is as good as it's going to get. What you need, and like I explained to him on Facebook, is you need to not have any censorship. You need to go ahead and let everybody fight and argue and bicker and do whatever, and then control what you control and control it thoroughly. But for the stuff that goes ahead and brings in the newbies, you need to go ahead and let it be, you know, like Facebook and like your podcasts and your blogs. You need to go ahead and get as much people listening as possible. And by doing so, you need to entertain them. Now, if you want to go ahead and have a hardcore show of 20 minutes, by all means, go ahead and do a second show of 20 minutes here. But don't expect miracles. I sort of think that what's going to end up happening, you know, I mean, what you probably should go ahead and do is abandon the rest of the novel, but I don't think you're going to do that here. What you need to do is do with what you're doing now, because it's your podcast, which is going to go ahead and be the entertainment that brings in the newbies, as people are going ahead and looking for things to collapse here. And folks trying to go ahead and go into the bowel movement and try to find gold, you know, mine for gold in a cesspool, it's full of shit. If you think that's going to happen, it's not. It's not going to happen. What you need to do is you need to continue with what you have now. Because if you go ahead and do like you did for years and abandon yourself to essentially the Yahoo Groups ghetto, folks, when I go ahead and I play Cossack versus Jew Boys, I'm giving Eli James, I'm giving Finkelschini, I'm giving Dan Johns, I'm giving Visser essentially a choice. They can go ahead and essentially face down as entertainment anybody who, well, wants to listen, or you can go ahead and, just like with Obagenda Bender, reduce it to where only three people or less are able to see your Pope Marty, you know, Pope Marty Chomo posts here and your Johnny Tondo posts. Folks, that's the whole reason these people show up here, is to go ahead and listen to you piss and moan about me and John Britton. Why do you need a $140 program to go ahead and do something that you can get for free via email? In the same way with Harold Covington. You are not out to go ahead and essentially turn a bunch of movement tards who went ahead and followed JT Redick. Folks, if you listen to Chris Drake, I went ahead and put his thing with News Guy up, and Chris Drake said, this is my first and last interview on this. I'm not going to get any better. And essentially, News Guy went ahead and figured out correctly that just like with Brian Riff, he didn't go ahead and offer Chris Drake protection. Essentially, he wouldn't get the interview. And that's why News Guy, a peerless good man, refused to essentially let me rain on Chris Drake's parade. And what it boiled down to is that JT Reddy was not killed by, by Mexican cartels. He wasn't killed by the Fibbies. No, he was a Fibby plant. He was used to go ahead and get retards, wigger retards, to go ahead and go to jail. And if you're going to go ahead and convert your efforts to go ahead and turning pure shit into gold, well, hey, you might as well go ahead and just go right back to the Yahoo groups and do that, is what you might as well do. The reason you are where you are at here is because of the podcasting. If you want to go ahead and do the video casting, go ahead and do that too. But I would say the podcasting essentially is the best mix to where you can go ahead and create a show which is cheap to make, which doesn't go ahead and distract from the fact, oh, good Lord, this guy don't look like he's practicing good jiving. He must weigh 300-some pounds here. Hell, Kent has a good voice here. He ought to go ahead and go with what has worked. And then, if he wants to go ahead and have another 10 or 20 minute show to the hardcore, folks, that'll go ahead and be gobbled up as entertainment. You want to go ahead and, for certain things, get as big an audience as you can, especially during this time when things are falling apart. What I've been trying to do, is essentially make Eli James have no choice but to go ahead and block all the guests. I want to go ahead and make William Fink block out not only the guests here, but everybody who signs in. I want to do the same thing with Dan Johns. I want to go ahead and turn these Jew boys into defending their ghetto. I want to go ahead and cut off this contagion. With Jeremy Visser, all you're going to hear is a mealy-mouthed, lying pisser possum going, yep, 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 yep. To where, essentially, it's slander if you go ahead and say something truthful about Visser. It's evil gossip. But on the other hand, Visser is allowed to go ahead and make up some stupid crap about how Liz Lindstedt is a lesbian mud hauler who has niglets and nieces and all this sort of thing. There's no Liz Lindstedt as far as I know, at least not in my immediate family. I have a sister. She's not a mud shark. She's a thieving wigger, but not a mud shark. Her children, one of her children is blonde, blue-eyed. The other is brown-haired and blue-eyed. Okay? My brother, for all his faults, baby pig look is a handsome-looking kid. Blonde, blue-eyed boy. Pretty well, all of us were pretty well blonde-haired when we were young. Very young. Except for me. I think I was always a little bit dark brown haired or something like that. But, of course, all of us were blonde or blue or gray-eyed here. Folks, you end up having all this stupid crap here by liars who go ahead and essentially you're supposed to believe all their lies and you're not supposed to go ahead and if we tell the truth while we're lying. Clint Downey at least had the sense to figure out is that if she went ahead and kept on talking to me, I would go ahead and, quote, twist everything she said and get to somewhat of the truth of the matter. And that's what I do with Visser. I'm not scared of talking to Visser. But on the other hand, I'm not going to go ahead and have a half hour of him and me going ahead and essentially yelling over each other to where it's unintelligible. My entire reason for going ahead and talking to Visser is to go ahead and get him to make up new lies and then go ahead and look at the truth. And what I've heard tonight here was, Amy Rose went ahead and destroyed it. The Amy Rose you socked up, well, no, it isn't. some silly female, but, you know, what happens is that you've got to wear this or somehow, all of a sudden, after what, 13 and a half months, decided that a program that essentially was powered to software here, he wasn't going to use it. Okay, Visser. Well, how'd you get it in the first place? Didn't you know when you first got it there wasn't a, you know, wasn't an actual program? And the answer is sure, Visser did. Sure, Visser did. Visser, you want to play a game here that Sean Aaron Visser isn't your full-blooded brother, but no, he is a race mixer, and yes, he's this, and yes, he's that. Visser, all these lies have already been revealed here. And when you were telling the truth was when, like a criminal, you had the probability of being sent back to jail here. Because, essentially, Visser knew. If someone like me, if he went ahead and simply said, well, yes, I'm actually pure-blooded. I'm pure-blooded white here as opposed to here's my brother who's part Cherokee. Essentially, Visser went ahead and was saying something that could be seen. That he went ahead and openly lied to a judge. And the judge would go ahead and, you know, hold him contempt of court. Maybe give him a year or two in the county jail for perjury. Visser knew better than that. Visser is just simply a criminal who's disappeared four times in 2010. You know, I think once in 2009. Has disappeared several times over the years. And what happens? He's disappeared earlier and he's come back. Now he's back. Now he's claiming it's all my fault for bringing him back. Well, no. Visser, you're back for whatever reason. I don't know. Maybe Zog's going ahead and trying to support you. But what we have over on the Mamzer barrel is essentially you go ahead and you get to hear Mamzers and Melungeons tell you right offhand to your face that it doesn't matter that the charges had to be dismissed. You're guilty. You're a pedo freak. And now this character is probably all pissed off. And, you know, I've gone ahead and listened to Wiggers. You know, J.A. Wigger here. I don't like Chris that day because all we do is talk about each other and I love Pastor Buddy. Well, Pastor Buddy believes in Ephraim Scepter. Pastor Buddy's wonderful. Well, no, Pastor Buddy is Mamzer friendly. And it isn't until there's a lot of pressure brought to go ahead and get rid of the Melungeons, get rid of the Mamzers, get rid of the niggers, that you go ahead and essentially, well, yeah, I guess maybe we ought to say no more Mamzer this next year. Okay. Why in the world, if you claim that you believe what you believe, that essentially a Mamzer is not allowed within the congregation, that Jews are a spot of Satan, why are you allowing these people in? Why are you allowing these people in among you to run things? Why? Why are you doing this? And the answer is, well, that you're not serious. I want to go ahead and get to the point here, is that it's not a matter of waking people up. Right now, if immigration was stopped, if there was no such thing as gay marriage, don't you think that under the current situation to where you end up having a recession, the Obongo recession or Obongo depression or whatever, does anybody really think that when you have a situation where the vast majority of children in, what, below the, what? Oh, since 2004, the vast majority of kindergartners were non-white. So let's see, 2004... Well, what happens is that the vast majority of school-aged children below, what, the 10th grade? No, below the 8th grade? No, let's see. Okay, 9. Okay, grade 9. The majority of children below junior high and freshman year are non-whites. What do you think is going to end up, you know, happening here? Don't you think that really, I believe right now, is that the vast majority of Zog is no longer white. It's off-color mamsers. It's off-color faggots. It's off-color critters who essentially, whatever happens, will always support Zog, because Zog will go ahead and take from the white man, the real white man, and go ahead and aid them, the mamser, the Jew. So as a result, you can't go ahead and, you know, with Visser, I mean, Visser will go ahead and claim he's innocent. He's claiming he's misunderstood. He's claiming this. He's claiming that. Folks, I don't need to understand. I know Visser is guilty. I know Visser is evil. Just like he thinks I'm guilty and I'm evil. Because I'm white. Because I went ahead and fought with them. Folks, I have posts from 2007 till he's sucking up to Clint Downey. This thing with Sci-Fi Faber? This isn't what went ahead and turned me against Visser. What turned me against Visser? It was on August 3rd when I went ahead and found out that here's Brian Wright, who Visser claimed at one time was all Gary sock puppet of mine. Didn't really exist. And folks, I do have Brian Wright or Billy Wood sock puppet. But way back on January 5th of 2009, here's Brian Wright, me and John Britton kick him off. We go ahead and show that he's a slant-eyed Khazar Jew mamser. And he comes back in on February 2009 and impersonates John Britton on this, quote, stolen software, whatever. And he goes ahead and gets kicked off when he starts stalking John Britton's family. And then he goes ahead and he comes back. And I think this was the third time he'd been run off, the second time on Visser's forum. He goes over to Visser's, you know, noontime forum, posts a post called "The Racial Fraud That Is Christian Identity." And when Visser's talking about what was posted on VNNF, it was posted on VNNF, but it was first posted on Visser's forum. And that's when I began to realize that Visser probably was a mamser, because I was locked up with these creatures. And what they do is when one of these creatures has an advantage over the other, he goes ahead and needles this other creature. It's sort of like watching Alien Resurrection. I think it was the fourth in the Alien series, to where you end up having the aliens go ahead and kill one of their aliens so that its, well, so that its blood or whatever would go ahead and eat through steel and allow these aliens to get loose. These mamsters will go ahead and kill and feed on each other. But getting on with it, let me see. What really set up here is that here is Jeremy Visser claiming that John Britton never was senior pastor of the Church of the Sons of Yahweh. Well, folks, John Britton took that job. He took that job for the reason that essentially I asked him to, because I thought it was necessary to have a small Christian Identity College, you know, ministry after Gillette got out here. I never thought Gillette would go ahead and become a Zog false front, or else I would have just simply just asked John Britton not to take it over. But here is John Britton, or not John Britton, but here's Jeremy Visser, Bridget the Idiot, and Brian Wright plotting together to kick John Britton out as senior pastor and put Brian, you know, to go ahead and put Jeremy Visser in as the new senior pastor, and go ahead, and because Brian Wright was on the board of directors. I went ahead and looked and found out that Gillette's church was going to be terminated if it wasn't renewed for another 5 years. So I went ahead and wrote Gillette a letter through the guy who actually was running things in Ohio, and Gillette went ahead and renewed his church. At the time, it had a trust fund worth $400,000. Now it's about $500,000, and now Gillette is allowed to get into it. He wasn't allowed to get into it. That's why you end up having the bank robbery, the idiocy with another mamser, to where essentially Gillette got 6 years in prison for wanting to go ahead and rob banks for Bolivian nose candy. He went ahead and took this Scott Charles Thornton with him. This guy looks like a Manzer to me. So, this is the history of our wonderful movement. That's exactly what it is. And so, you got to go ahead and find out what sides people are on. If they're Manzers, they're Jews, can you go ahead and have a Christian identity church, which goes ahead and says, well, someone who is not of you will not be allowed into a congregation, not even to the 10th generation? Can you go ahead and have a Christian identity real church here when the minister is a Jew, a secret Jew, who has, well, essentially carries a Jew genetic disease? And the answer is no, you can't. Folks, when this thing comes down to it, I know that people say, well, it's not right here that Jeremy, this is real pisser possums being exterminated because they're born evil. Well, folks, Jeremy Visser was born evil. He was born to be evil. When he would go ahead and grow up, he would do evil deeds because he was of his father, Satan the devil. He's a Melungeon. These other characters, going ahead, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter about innocence. Because when they look at you, the white man, who they want to pretend to be, you're not innocent. You're guilty. You're guilty because they hate you. And folks, you need to hate them back. That's right. Born evil equals born evil. That's the end of the story. When Jeremy Visser was conceived, he was born to be an evil little Melungeon. And so when he goes ahead and he presents these two letters, I didn't present them. I didn't force him to go ahead and present them. He's whining about how I choose to interpret them. Well, I choose to interpret them based upon, well, my racial religion. The racial religion that everyone should have here. Now, folks, my white children, grandchildren, they're gone. They might be turned out. You know, I mean, it would hurt me to go ahead and have Helen turn into a race-mixing, you know, fat wigger skank, just like Emily, you know, her mother turned out to be. You know what I mean? Well, I found out today with buying a hot water tank heater is that my favorite, yeah, meerkat of Emily's, the blind beaner from Jay, Oklahoma. From what I gather, the blind beaner from Jay, Oklahoma never enjoyed Emily's favors, but rather went ahead and found her somehow, and essentially he couldn't drive, and his mother couldn't drive because she was an illegal alien, and he couldn't drive because, well, he was a blind illegal alien. So essentially he needed fat ass to go ahead and drive, and from what I gather, according to Roxy, the blind beaner from Jay, Oklahoma never tapped old fat ass. Which is good, I guess. You know, not that it matters. Because, you know. I mean, he was already my favorite because, well, he was the blind beaner from Jay, Oklahoma. I'm not sure if he was a beaner or a red nigger or whatever here. But I'm going to go ahead and get back on to what I'm saying here. Folks, these people were born evil. They were born this way. They were born this way. Yes, they were born this way. These homosexuals, they want to go ahead, essentially, this Obongo thing, essentially is using the power of the government to go ahead and say that they are as good or better, more virtuous than those people, those few remaining white people who are married to each other and have children, to go ahead and support what's falling apart. Folks, these nigger suburbs around Atlanta, they're trying to go ahead and get the state of Georgia. They're trying to go to the United States Constitution and rule that white people need to be slaves to go ahead and support these damn niggers in, you know, Atlanta with their lifestyle. They can't go ahead and form their own little, you know, town here. Folks, we had the same problem in Egypt, but the Egyptians at least were mainly white as opposed to niggers like they are now. Every single Mamzer, every single Jew views us with both hatred and fear. And what happens is with hatred is because we can go ahead and produce something they'll never be able to produce here, and we're to be used, and then we'll be tossed away. If we have something the government wants, or we're a danger to the government, we're to go ahead and have our children stolen, bought and sold. We're to go ahead and be sent to prison. We're to be murdered there by niggers. And then these people get all annoyed when you go ahead and say, well, folks, your little pisser possums need to die. They were born evil. What happens is that you turned out evil because you were born evil. Essentially, your children are evil. And it's nothing about whether or not they've gone ahead and committed any crimes that we're going to go ahead and bring to the government. Folks, if you're a policeman, you're on the wrong side. If you're a social worker who goes ahead and steals white children or doesn't steal white children, it doesn't really matter. If you support Zog, when Zog Babylon dies, we don't have time to go ahead or the inclination to keep you in jail, to keep you in a prison camp. If you're dead, you cannot cause any more trouble at all. At all. And so, when I go ahead and run for sheriff, it isn't because I think I'm going to get elected. First, I only got 4 votes for city council. I'm still trying to figure out which 2 people, other than me and Roxy, voted for me. Hey, pretty bad. Now, folks, I end up having a bigger one because these were people outside of Granby. Well, outside Granby City, you know, who went ahead and essentially liked me, saying is that head lice, you know, if elected school board member, a mandatory head lice and green card inspection. Guess who that was aimed at? So I got more votes. I got 21 votes for that. I still came in dead last. I run not to go ahead and carry out policy through political process, but rather I run for public office to go ahead and state what needs to happen. There are people who think I'm a total, complete sociopath because I say is that we will only get out of this mess. The white race will only get out of this mess by going ahead and exterminating all the Uyghurs, all the Mamzers, all the Jews, all the Muds, and using the Great Tribulation to do so. And folks, people used to think I was just totally nuts here, but they're seeing the end. The end. Hell, Kevin, he's worried about 6 months from now, the October surprise being a war with Iran. That's possible. That is possible. I don't know if it's going to, you know, happen, though, because essentially, hell, if we can't go ahead and whip the dog shit out of Iraq, and we can't go ahead and we're getting the dog shit whipped out of us in Afghanistan, how in the world are we going to go ahead and take on a country that is, what, several times as technically advanced and 3 times the size of what we have been fighting so far? How are we going to do that? The answer is we are not. Not that it's we. This isn't my idea to have a war with Iran any more than it was my idea to have a war with Iraq or a war with Afghanistan, although I did love these wars because essentially it meant that Zog would be fought to a standstill. But folks, our biggest enemies is not some little ragheads in a cave in Pakistan or Afghanistan or in Iraq or in Iran or whatever. Our biggest enemies usually come from our own families. Matthew 10, verse 36. A man's foes shall be they of his own household. I'm reminded of the time that David went ahead and had a census, and his cousin in general, Joab, said, well, that's not a good idea. I mean, it's sort of bad against Yahweh, and you know that Yahweh's all pissed off at you because you went ahead and screwed around with Bathsheba, and we just dealt with this Absalom incident. And essentially David said, nah. He went ahead and did it, and Yahweh gave him the choice of 3 years of civil war, I believe, 3 months of invasion, or 3 days of pestilence imposed by Yahweh. And David said, you give me the penalty, Yahweh, because I can't go ahead and trust our own. I cannot trust outsiders. You give me the penalty. Well, folks, the penalty that Yahweh is going to go ahead and give us is that things are going to go ahead and fall apart, and we are going to have to go ahead and kill not only the Mamzers and the Jews and the Melungeons and the homos and the faggots and the niggers, but we're going to have to go ahead, essentially, in many cases, kill our own. Go ahead and deal with our own brother. Go ahead and shoot him as he's trying to go ahead and get into our storage of food and saying, I'm going to, you know, Mama wouldn't want you to do this. Or, I'm going to tell the government about this. Folks, the time that's coming in is going to go ahead and tear and try your soul so much. And it is only by going ahead and understanding that it, when it comes down to it, it's just you and Yahweh. Not this bowel movement of ours. Certainly not our wonderful regime. It's just you and Yahweh. Jesus Christ said that those who are not with me are against me. And folks, those who are not us, those who are not with Yahweh, are against you. And that particularly applies to people like Jeremy Visser and all the rest of these Mamzers who are not part of us, who never will be part of us, who essentially, when it comes down to it, are telling us that they hate you, that they hate you. Folks, it is liberating to understand that essentially these people who you thought might be neutral or even on your side here go ahead and tell you that they are evil, that they are not on your side, that they are out to go ahead and destroy you. They go ahead and they tell whatever little lies they want to, and you understand that they do that because they are evil. Okay? Anyway, it looks like we've pretty well come to, oh, I think I've been going on for about, what, 3 hours or something? I went ahead and put up last Sunday's show in short order because it was just a little bit less than 3 hours. And folks, I may very well do the same. 7 years ago, I had essentially the same thing. After what, a year and a month and nothing happened here, I was beginning to think, well, at least all they'll do is try to steal the children. I can go ahead and get them back. And then I was locked in a place with a excessive, exorbitant bail that I could not make. And it was designed for me not to make it. And essentially, I was in shock in some cases. There wasn't anything I could do other than hang on as best I could. And so I did. I did hang on as best I could. And unlike a lot of these bowel movement leaders, it was only by showing absolute contempt, absolute hatred for Zog and its works and everything that they went in and stand that I am here. Unlike Matt Hill, unlike Eric Rudolph, unlike Timothy VeVeh, unlike Edgar Steele. Folks, you make it quite clear that it's a matter of sides. And that the other side needs to die. And that you don't care. You're not scared of them. You know that they're evil, that they're out to go ahead and do you evil. And you paint for them the specter of civil war if they fuck with you. In most cases, they'll go ahead and back off. Because, folks, this is one thing that Zog is scared of. Well, one thing Harold Covey is scared of. Essentially, nothing more than a war of each against all as things fall apart. As, essentially, it's nothing more than a few million people left. A few million survivors. And everything else from the past is gone with the wind. And there ain't even anybody. There certainly is no Anne Franks left to go ahead and write a bullshit diary in ballpoint or fountain pen or, you know, goose quill or Crayola. Essentially, there's nothing left here except for those who go ahead and are determined to survive and do whatever it takes to go ahead and survive. And those of you who have divine help here from Yahweh, those of you who are Yahweh's remnant. Folks, I'm going to go ahead and close. I'm going to go ahead and close with pretty well the operating scripture behind the Church of Jesus Christ Christian Aryan Nations of Missouri. As from Matthew 24. Matthew 24. Verse, let me see, 21 through 22. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be. Verse 22. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Is Jeremy Visser an elect? No, he's just a Mamzer, Melange, and Pisser Possum. The rest of these characters are just a bunch of clowns, a bunch of Mamzers who hate you. As well they should. They're the children of Satan, and you are the children of Yahweh. And therefore, there is no room between the two of you. At all. So, in case, I'll see what I can do here. Folks, I don't play any songs because I have to go here and mute the computers in order to go ahead and do it here. The songs that are played are later on here when I go ahead and put together. And if you go to my webpage or you go to the TalkShoe channel, you can go ahead and hear episode number 121 with the songs and the rest here. There was a funny one here about this chick here. He was so tired of niggers because he ate all the fried chicken here. Well, folks, I'll go ahead and play some songs later. But for now, I think I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. I'm going to say, Hail Victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night.
White and clad in black are we, hi-yi-oh, and we'll stamp out God's tyranny, hi-yi-oh. White may go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock grow. White may go, civil war ho, on the corn as long, let red blood flow. When Adam dealt and Eve defend, Kyrie-lay-i, all who was there, the ruling man, Kyrie-lay-i. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. For white men their rifles shoot, the Jews are laid low. On sogling necks we stomp our boots to stamp about gusto. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. The regime must only love is great, hi-yi-oh. the love of God our only need. I-I-O. White men go, we vote ho, on the 50 route, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawn, let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause's right, I-I-O. Our sons won't have to go and fight. Hi-yi-ho. White men go, we vote ho. On the 50 route, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawn, let red blood flow.